samples. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News, I'm John Belmont. Republicans McCain and Romney are going at it tooth and nail on this Super Tuesday. John McCain saying Romney was a terrible governor for Massachusetts, and Romney saying he's the only Republican candidate who can stop John McCain. As for the Democrats, neither Hillary Clinton nor Barack Obama is willing to predict the outcome today. This poll worker at her place this morning jokingly asked if she's a Democrat.
I'm just very excited about today. I think we should encourage everybody across the country to come out and vote in this unprecedented national primary. Obviously, there's a lot at stake.
And there's a lot of stake in New York, where people are having a great time. They're throwing a victory parade for the Giants today.
We brought a whole bunch of kids with us, and we're here to celebrate.
Yeah, celebrate with, not ticker tape, they don't have that anymore, but 50 tons of confetti prepared for that big blowout. The Transportation Department says airline delays within the U.S. were the second worst on record last year. There were more than 26% of the time last year in 2000. They were late more than 27% of the time. That's the number for 2000. Director of the National Intelligence Agency tells Congress Al-Qaeda still a threat. This is AP Radio News. Roger Clemens is set to speak under oath to congressional lawyers for the first time today about allegations that he used steroids and human growth hormone. The seven-time Cy Young Award winner is slated to give a closed-door deposition a day after former teammate and workout partner Andy Pettit delivered sworn testimony on Capitol Hill. The interviews are in preparation for a public hearing next week. This hearing expected to focus on allegations made by a former trainer who claims he injected Clemens with performance-enhancing drugs. This is the day of parades and parties in New Orleans as well. Fat Tuesday, marked by family-friendly events uptown and in the suburbs, and by heavy drinking and near nudity, dare we say that, in the French Quarter. They will party on until midnight tonight Central Time, then everything shuts down for the sobriety of Lent. Wall Street, the Dow's down more than 200 points. I'm John Belmont, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by H&R Block. You got people. H&R Block has more than 110,000 tax professionals in over 12,000 offices. Put one of them to work for you. Call 1-800-H&R-BLOCK or visit yougotpeople.com today.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business. Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
New Year, Arizona, and if you're like me, you probably made a handful of resolutions for 2008. You know, like going to the gym, eating right, and tackling world peace. Well, you can make a difference this year. Join me at the 4th Annual Human Rights Campaign Gala Dinner on Saturday, February 9th at the newly renovated Phoenix Convention Center. This year's theme, Be the Change, reminds us that we are the foundation of change, and you can be the change for equality in Arizona and America. Celebrate a truly memorable evening with fine dining, keynote address by HRC President Joe Saltonese, and entertainment by the hilarious Alec Mappa from the hit television show Ugly Betty. And don't miss our spectacular silent auction featuring local premier artists, galleries, and businesses. Please join us February 9th. Your support is critical as the Human Rights Campaign continues to fight for equality for the GLBT community. Purchase your tickets now at hrc.org/Phoenix. That's hrc.org/Phoenix.
The Jeff Ferries Show.
Spent a couple hours at the Spy Museum, the International Spy Museum in D.C., which was frightening, to put it mildly. I haven't looked at my environment the same since. Apparently, you need to pretty much suspect everybody. You see somebody standing on the corner playing a guitar? Well, he might be an agent. They can bug your room with something the size of a hair.
The Jeff Ferries Show on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman, welcome to the Free Speech Zone.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live from New York City, home of our affiliate WWRL and the headquarters here of Air America Radio, where I will be joining tonight in some of the play-by-play, as it were, as the returns are coming in. Just got a note forwarded to us from a fellow by the name of Cassidy in Brooklyn. He actually sent it to Louise. He said, I just wanted to give you a heads up. I was just turned away from my polling place in Brooklyn, New York, due to, quote, broken machines, end quote. They had no backup ballots and no idea what to do. They were just turning people away and telling us we couldn't vote. And one time, New York actually matters in an election. Very frustrated, Cassidy in Brooklyn. Whew. Well, today is the day. It's not necessarily the day. It'll probably, I suspect, for the Republicans, it'll be the day because I think all of the Republican races are winner-take-all, first-past-the-post, winner-take-all, just like most of our national elections are, whereas the Democratic Party has moved in the direction of proportional representation. Now, you know, obviously this is something that we should be doing at the national level. We haven't, but, you know, well, it would take a constitutional amendment, and I'm not sure I want to call a constitutional convention when there's as many Republicans running around loose as there are. But nonetheless, instant runoff voting obviously is something that doesn't require a constitutional amendment and could be implemented, and that's something that we should all be pushing for. But that aside, the Democrats in most of their races have gone with proportional representation, which means that a couple of things. One, it means that in many cases, in many of the races, if the vote is really close, there are these thresholds that people have to hit to get more or fewer delegates. So you could have a situation where Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton win a particular state in terms of the raw vote total. But if it's by, you know, 48-52 or you know, something like that, then the delegates get split 50-50. There's a whole series of thresholds that you have to hit in order to change the number of votes that get passed out. The other thing is the Edwards thing. John Edwards is on the ballot in a lot of states, obviously. In fact, I think probably most states, maybe all of them, because, you know, obviously he'd been on the ballot all along. And some people are saying, well, yeah, I'm going to vote for John Edwards in the hopes that he'll end up with more delegates to take to the convention, just in case it's a brokered convention. And he decides that he has a preference, and I'll trust him with my preference. Here's the problem with that. He has to get 15% of the vote in order to have any delegates at all apportioned to him. And it's extremely unlikely that any candidate who's not actively running, that any candidate who has already declared that they're not going to run, is going to get 15% of the vote. And frankly, I don't think that, you know, there's enough of us in talk radio that we could drive that 15% of the vote. I mean, you know, we may have some influence over some voters, but, you know, not broadly. And there's no national organization out there. You know, MoveOn.org, for example, has endorsed Barack Obama, or their members have, rather. And so the national organization responding to their members has. But there's not, you know, anybody who I see could drive that 15%. And so as a consequence of that, the 15%, if you don't hit that 15% threshold, then all of your votes are considered as votes for whoever got the majority of the votes in that state. So if you're voting in a state, you know, whatever the state may be, and the majority of the votes, let's say it's really tight, and the majority is only, you know, a few thousand votes, but the majority is for, you know, fill in the blank. Let's say the majority is for Hillary Clinton, and you really probably, you know, you would have liked Edwards, but you would have voted for Obama. Then your vote is going to be considered a Clinton vote if you vote for Edwards, if it doesn't hit that 15% threshold. Or flip it around. I mean, it might be that there's a small majority for Barack Obama, and you really would have preferred Hillary Clinton as your second choice after Edwards. You vote for Edwards, it becomes an Obama vote. So, again, we've gotten a lot of calls on this over the last couple of days, people saying, you know, what should I do? You know, what each one of us needs to do is pick one of these two candidates and vote for them. And vote for them for the reasons that you would vote for them. I think it's really important in this election that we be voting for and not against candidates. And so anyhow, I just put that out and share it with you for your edification. We've got a great shoe today. Congressman John Spratt is going to drop by about the Bush budget. This is a disaster. It's a train wreck. And he's going to just share some quick thoughts with us here in probably about 10, 15 minutes. In the second hour of our program, we're going to start out talking with Mark Morano, the Energizer Bunny of climate change denial, or whatever the, you know, he doesn't like that phrase, so I shouldn't call it that. Skepticism. And what I want to do with this conversation with Mark is highlight the fact that the EPA... is it the EPA that does it? No, it's not. Well, in any case, the Bush administration has said, we're going to put off the decision about whether or not to declare the polar bear an endangered species until after a vote is taken or after a decision is made to drill for oil in the middle of the polar bear's habitat. And this seems to me like extremely sleazy. And so we'll be discussing with Mark Morano in the second hour, is it really big oil versus the cute little polar bear or the big polar bear? David Bender is going to drop by in our third hour. He's the senior political correspondent for Air America Radio. He's going to be doing election coverage from Air America headquarters tonight, live. I'll be dropping in for some of that. But he and Mark Green are going to carry the load, you know, most of that load, and it should be fascinating. So he'll be here at 3 o'clock Eastern time in the third, or 2 o'clock Eastern time, excuse me, the third hour of our program, from 2 to 3 Eastern time. So that's what we have up for the day. Just a quick overview of a few of the things that are out there. I think that there's some very, very significant stuff going on. Let us not forget, in all the whoop-de-doop around voting today, that the Senate is still, there's still this ongoing discussion about FISA. The vote may happen today. Please call your senators. You have two. If you go to callcongress.org, you can get the toll-free phone numbers for Capitol Hill. And if you're not even sure who your senators are, simply tell them what state you're from, and they'll tell you who your two senators are, unless you're from Washington, D.C. And in which case, you can call somebody else's senator. And call both of your senators and say, hey, no amnesty for the phone companies and the Bushies who collaborated with them in spying on me and possibly on the Democrats. No amnesty. It turns out that the Bush administration is taking this even farther now. Great piece on this up at the top of thinkprogress.org. The Bush administration plans to install black box sensors on private sector computer networks. Now, this is a problem for two reasons. Expanding this NSA wiretap program and listening in on all our conversations. First of all, the Bush administration wants to expand this to the web. Ain't that wonderful? And secondly, by tying these things into these huge networks, there are a number of really highly credible and very savvy computer experts who are suggesting that what the Bush administration is doing by aggregating all this data in these centralized locations and downloading all these phone calls in some cases, or all the internet communications, all your emails, all of your my emails and things, by aggregating all that in one place, they're creating a hacker's paradise and potentially even a terrorist hacker's paradise. So not only is this a violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees his privacy, but it's also stupid. So, I mean, this is nuts. The story from Peter Swire, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, he says the Bush administration wants to place more black boxes on private sector computer networks. We've already learned a lot about the NSA wiretap program and its NARUS STA-6400 splitter. That's the black box that AT&T whistleblower Mark Klein, reported the NSA placed at a major node for voice and internet communications inside secret room 6418. The president's budget wants to go much further. It moves beyond telcos and allocates $6 billion for a secretive system that is designed to protect government and private computer systems from attack. At least that's the theory, right? According to the Wall Street Journal, the White House proposal, quote, would likely require the government to install sensors on private company networks, end quote. So here we have, you know, Big Brother is at it again. And they're frankly, you know, a lot of these private companies are very reluctant to have the government come in and attach stuff to their systems. And plus this, you know, all the privacy issues that this raises. It's just, I'm frankly astounded that conservatives aren't outraged about this. I mean, obviously, Americans are outraged about this. But what happened to all these conservatives who, you know, back in the day used to yell about the government snooping in our business? Well, I know they want the government in our bedrooms, but this goes beyond that. 16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program. The true people's radio. Tom Hartman. Don't miss Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter, live and in person. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Are you fed up with cleaning your floors? Tired of messy mops and buckets? Sick of spending a fortune on replacement chemical cleaning pads? Now there's a solution. It's the Shark Steam Mop, the fastest, easiest, and best way to deep clean the floors in your home. The Shark Steam Mop obliterates tough grime on tile floors, eradicates stubborn dirt on linoleum and vinyl, even melts away sticky, dried-up messes. I use it, and I love it. There's no mess that the Shark Steam Mop can't handle, and it works on all types of floor surfaces all around your home, even hardwoods. The Shark Steam Mop uses ordinary tap water and a machine-washable microfiber cleaning pad to create a powerful steam that loosens, lifts, and cleans up dirt. And at only four easy payments of $19.95, it costs less than chemical cleaners. Get yours by calling 1-800-733-1106 or online to sharkhomecare.com. Go ahead and try the Shark Steam Mop risk-free for 60 days. If you don't love it, they'll even send you your money back. Call 1-800-733-1106 or visit sharkhomecare.com.
Tired of cable rates going up and up? Then you need to make the switch to Dish Network. Get more of your favorite channels in pure digital quality for less money than cable. And if you switch now, my friends at My Dish Now will give you a genuine Apple iPod. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to a high-definition receiver with a built-in digital video recorder that works on two TVs. Your free DVR lets you pause and rewind live TV, skip commercials, and record in HD. And the free professional installation will be done fast, usually within 48 hours. Compared to your cable bill, My Dish Now package just started under $20 a month. No equipment for you to buy. Installation is free. Your HDTV DVR upgrade, free. A full year subscription to TV Guide magazine, free. And don't forget your Apple iPod thank you gift for test driving Dish Network. Have your credit card handy and schedule your installation right now. Call 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
Did you know that the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Companies truly are the movers who care when it comes to the environment? That's right. We are the only moving company in the Valley that uses biodiesel to power our trucks. Hi, I'm Jody.
And I'm Beth, and we're the owners of the West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Service.
The West Valley's two-minute truck moving company is known for having a professional, insured, and bonded staff as well as a flat hourly rate. However, we are extremely happy to announce that we have just finished converting our fleet of moving trucks over to biodiesel fuel. So what are you waiting for? Get a move on! For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180. Or log on to wearemovers.com. That's wearemovers.com. Mention 1480 and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move. So call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
1480 KPHX is sponsor-supported radio. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, encouraging you to shop locally and progressively. I invite you to visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist. Create signature frame designs to showcase your favorite artwork or preserve your most treasured memories while tying your entire decor together. Call Art of Framing today, 602-277-3112.
Hi, this is Al with Associated Appliance Sales. My wife Leona and I have been in the business for over 20 years and pride ourselves on excellent products, personal service, and the most competitive pricing in the valley. So if you need new kitchen appliances, give us a call at 602-242-7561. At Associated Appliance, we've advertised on Progressive Talk for over 3 years, and we're proud to partner with the station that supports our principals, our community, and small businesses. We enjoy new customers weekly, and I highly recommend checking out the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The time is now, the way is clear to rise up this year. Baby, it's time to vote.
Yeah, today's the day. Get out there. Assuming you're in one of the Super Tuesday states, and vote. Well, we were talking in just before the break here about some of the boondoggles and mind boggles in Bush's new budget. Let's get the real expert on the topic here, Congressman John Spratt. He's the Democrat from South Carolina's 5th District, but perhaps more importantly, chair of the House Budget Committee. His website, house.gov/Spratt, S-P-R-A-T-T. And Congressman Spratt, welcome to the program.
Dom, nice to be with you.
Thank you. $688 billion for war?
Well, that's a tab.
Yeah, $3.1
trillion. But the 688 is probably an understatement.
Yeah.
What the administration has done is provide a plug, $70 billion, for the supplemental cost of Iraq and Afghanistan in the year 2009, fiscal year 2009. They have told us that this is a plug. It doesn't represent the real number, but it's a placeholder until we develop the real number. Now, the corresponding number for this year, 08, for Afghanistan, Iraq, and to some extent North American air defense, is $196 billion. So the plug of $70 billion is the same as the item of $196 that they're now pressing as the cost of these wars in 2008.
Yeah. Now, this is mind-boggling. Now, Iraq is a country, as I recall, of around 30, 35 million people.
That's correct.
And so if we allocated $30 billion for Iraq, that would be $1,000 per Iraqi. If we allocated $300 billion, if I'm doing my math right, that would be $10,000 per Iraqi. So it seems like we're spending about half of that. We're spending about $5,000 per Iraqi, and this is a country where the average annual income is around $500. If we simply gave every Iraqi $5,000 and said, okay, here you go, now go stimulate your own economy, go rebuild your cement plants, rebuild your, wouldn't it be money better spent? I mean, I just don't get where is all this money going?
Well, it's extremely expensive to do what we're doing there, and a lot of the money is not going to our troops.
Yeah, a lot of it's going to Halliburton and company.
Well, that's true, and it's going to train their troops. And to, for example, we now have these local militia that we've created ourselves among the Sunni returning against the Al-Qaeda. And you can count on it. We're bankrolling this group.
Yeah, and these are the guys who used to be attacking us and probably will again if they decide to change their allegiance. And we're paying them the $300 a month or something like that? I saw it in the New York Times a while back.
That's one reason it's so difficult to extricate our troops from that situation over there.
Yeah, yeah, it is. So what are the other things in this budget that have raised your eyebrows, Congressman?
Well, the first thing is that this budget really leads us to, typically we use a budget to discipline the process to some extent and to move in, hone in on a balanced budget sometime in the future. Well, this budget really makes the bottom line worse, at least in the near term, instead of better. We'll go back to a deficit of over $410 billion. I say over 410, even though that's the number they show. They are assuming in calculating that 410 that only $70 billion will be calculated into the equation for the cost of Afghanistan and Iraq over the next 5 years, only $70 billion, which is a plug. And secondly, they're assuming that after this year, the alternative minimum tax will kick in with full force and effect, and it will be effectively raising taxes for lots of middle-income Americans for whom it was not intended. That's not going to happen politically,
right,
but they assume that it will be happening, and that the AMT will be, to some extent, funding these out-year costs. If you back those two things out, put in a realistic number for the supplemental cost of the wars, and also recognize that you've got to patch the AMT so that it doesn't apply to these millions of middle-income taxpayers, then you've got a much bigger deficit than $410 billion, much bigger.
Yeah.
The problem's even tougher than it appears to be, and it's, the appearance is tough enough as it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, why would the Bush administration submit a budget that is so much smoke, mirrors, and nonsense?
Well, that's a good question to ask. The question I put is, this is the last time the Bush administration has to redeem its reputation for some kind of fiscal responsibility. Instead, they come up with what's Judd Gregg, don't take it from me, take it from Judd Gregg. What he called was
the
not
Republican.
A serious, yeah, the Republican ranking member on the Senate Budget Committee. Very, very straight shooter. And he said, in effect, they're not taking this seriously. This is not even a serious exercise.
Hmm. And so even with the Republican, I mean, Judd Gregg, he's the Republican senator from New Hampshire, as I recall.
That's correct.
Wow. So what are you guys going to do? And by the way, we have about a half a minute here.
Well, we will endeavor to come up with a budget resolution of our own. It's not easy. It gets us to balance in the year 2012. How we do it is yet to be determined. Stay tuned. But our objective will be to genuinely hone in on balance by the year 2012.
Yeah. Well, good on you there, the Democrats and a few, you know, a few of the Republicans as well in the House and Senate who are committed to at least some semblance of fiscal sanity in the United States. Congressman John Spratt, thanks so much for being with
Thank
us.
Thank you, Tom.
Good talking with you. 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program. Our number 1-866-303-2270. Want to drop into our live chat room? Go to tomhartman.com. Our blogs and message areas there, as well as over airamerica.com on the Tom Hartman page. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Barrios, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear, including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Now's your chance to tell us why you love today. Just send your video, photos, and share with us your reasons why.
I love the Today Show. I start every morning off watching the Today Show.
Go to whyilovetoday.todayshow.com and find out all the details. Be part of America's number one morning show today.
I think it's everything, yeah.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Republicans McCain and Romney are going at it tooth and nail on this Super Tuesday. I'm Rita Foley. McCain says Romney was a terrible governor for Massachusetts. Romney says he's the only Republican candidate who can stop John McCain. As for the Democrats, neither Clinton nor Obama is willing to predict the outcome today. The poll worker at her polling place this morning jokingly asked Clinton if she is a Democrat.
I am just very excited about today. I think we should encourage everybody across the country to come out and vote in this unprecedented national primary. Obviously, there's a lot at stake.
New York City is throwing a ticker tape parade for the Super Bowl champion Giants today.
We brought a whole bunch of kids with us, and we're here to celebrate.
The Transportation Department says airline delays within the United States were the second worst on record last year. They were late more than 26% of the time last year. In the year 2000, they were late more than 27% of the time. I'm Rita Foley.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. Is your furnace working well this winter? How would you know? Just because it's blowing hot air doesn't mean it's running safely. You could be putting your family in danger by carelessly assuming that your furnace is just fine. Well, get it checked out today by Parker & Sons. In fact, Parker & Sons is now offering a 40-point tune-up and safety check for just $69. That's $30 cheaper than normal. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons. It's the company I trust, and you can too.
Need a job? There are 90 state jobs up for grabs in the 2008 legislative election. Applicants who are backstabbing, issue-dodging politicians incapable of creating any real change need not apply. Your job is informing yourself about the issues and candidates. Equality Arizona is there, asking difficult questions as the 2008 elections heat up. Tune in every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. so you can hear about those that protect the LGBT community, those that hate us, and how you can make a difference. Equality Arizona Radio, every Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. Tune in for your voice, your issues, your community.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-931-9062 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 03/01/2008. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-931-9062. That's 1-800-931-9062. Sears, where it begins.
In 2008, the party that spent $500 billion in Iraq will lecture the rest of us about government waste. The party of divorcees, raging closet cases, and extramarital affairs will lecture the rest of us about family values. In 2008, the party that has stretched our military dangerously thin will lecture the rest of us about national security. In 2008, we can count on the Republicans to do what they do. Can we count on you? 1480 KPHX. It's talk radio for the rest of us. us.
Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Farias at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
Young man sitting on the witness stand, the man with the book says, raise your hand. Repeat after me, I solemnly swear. The man looked down at his long hair, and although the young man solemnly swore, nobody seemed to hear anymore. And it didn't really matter if the truth was there. It was the cut of his clothes and the length of his hair, and the lonely voice of youth cries, what is truth?
And is that going to be what happens today? Are we going to see, as apparently the vote has come in from folks in Indonesia, Americans voting in Indonesia, that Barack Obama out ahead significantly, and John McCain as well. And American Samoa will be wrapping up voting shortly, I believe, if I have my facts straight on that. It's interesting. There's all this speculation about, will people vote gender or age or race or that sort of thing? And I think to some extent, some very small extent, that. But I don't know of any races. I mean, Geraldine Ferraro was the Democratic nominee in one race, and it didn't seem to produce a groundswell, you know, a huge number of women coming out to vote. I really think that people are going to be voting on A, the issues, the bottom line issues, and B, their sense of the candidates, regardless of their gender or their race or their age. Although the age thing, that actually, there is a demonstrated age effect. And you go back to the election in 1960 with John Kennedy, and you saw, you know, young people coming out in huge numbers for John Kennedy. And it has happened before. You know, I remember Clean for Gene McCarthy and others. So it's going to be really interesting to see. We're going to have a fine time watching this today. David in Sebastopol, California, calling in. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Just great. What's up? Oh, I'll get better. Thanks for asking, David.
I watched the budget presentation on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the administration's position is that we have to do something about the increasing costs of Medicare and Social Security.
Right, because together they almost equal the Iraq War.
Yeah, right. It's very important. what's interesting is they presented a bar chart, which none of the reporters referred to and asked questions about. And what it shows is that the thing that's increasing most rapidly as a percentage of gross domestic product is the interest on the national debt.
That's right. Yeah.
And the national debt supports terrorism, because we have no control over the 1/3 to 40% of the national debt that is owned by foreign entities, the third largest of which is Caribbean banking interests.
Yeah. And then there's also Saudi Arabia, which is the largest funder of Wahhabism, which is the Muslim sect, out of which Osama bin Laden and company derived, to hyper-simplify, I realize, but nonetheless. What's the old saying? When you're driving alone, you're driving with Osama.
And it's so true. But they don't want to do anything about that. They want to go after healthcare.
Yeah, I know. This is what they, and David, thanks for the call. This is what they've been saying from day one. Roll back the New Deal. Roosevelt is dead, right? Roll back the New Deal. Get rid of that socialist Social Security program, that socialist Medicare program, and let's have some more wars. Tom in Denver, Colorado. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Tom, great show, but it'll get better.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad to hear you on Denver again today. You were gone for a day, and you're back today. I'm not sure if that's permanent or not. But
that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you.
And then I'd like to comment about Hillary and the war. She voted for the war, and, you know, I knew, and I think millions of other people knew, that we didn't have any evidence of weapons of mass destruction. And she voted for the war, I believe, out of ambition to become president. And she was willing to allow thousands of innocent Iraqis to die for that.
Tom, let me just recontextualize that, if I may.
Sure.
And let me preface this by saying that I am not an advocate for Hillary Clinton. I'm not a surrogate for Hillary Clinton. And, I've been talking about my vote would be a coin toss. It's probably a coin toss that would lean more toward Obama, but I think Hillary Clinton's a great candidate. But here's the bottom line. If you go back and you look at that resolution, now, I say all this in the context of it was wrong to vote for it, and the majority of Democrats in the House voted against it, and the majority of Democrats total who were elected in the House and Senate voted against it, although the majority of Democrats in the Senate did vote for it, you know, so that, but in any case, you look at that resolution. That resolution said that we could use force against Saddam Hussein if he refused to allow the inspectors in, or if the president certified that Saddam Hussein was directly involved in 9/11. And those were fairly high bars. And Saddam Hussein did, in fact, let the inspectors in part as a consequence of that being passed. And that's the defense that Hillary Clinton makes for her vote. And I think it's a reasonable defense. And the fact of the matter is that after about, you know, 2 weeks after the invasion, George W. Bush actually did write a letter to the Senate and said in that letter, or to Congress, to the House and the Senate, and said in that letter that there was evidence, that his administration did have evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved in 9/11, and that was the justification for attacking Iraq. And I think that's an impeachable offense. He lied, you know, he violated his oath of office. Those things, you know, I'm frankly surprised that the Clinton campaign doesn't make that more clear and more visible. But that's what she's trying to argue, that it wasn't a vote for the war. It was a vote to get the inspectors in. And in that regard, it was successful.
And, you know, Tom, I'm glad you say that, because you have a way of articulating things that other people do not. And that really does assuage my concerns to some degree. I would vote for Hillary if she won, despite my concerns about that. I mean, I'm not going to allow a Republican to come into office. Can I say a couple of good things about George Bush?
Sure.
Well, first of all, he single-handedly saved Ronald Reagan from going down as the worst president in history.
Yeah.
Second,
no doubt about that.
He's made the Constitution fireproof by urinating on it every day.
Yeah.
And third, he's the most dishonest and incompetent and corrupt president in history. He's a dick.
His vice president is. But, yeah, thanks a lot, Tom, for the call. What he has done is he has united Americans, not just Democrats. He has united Americans in a way that I don't think could have been done. And, frankly, you know, the Bill Clinton presidency had been kind of creeping more and more in the direction of Reaganomics, you know, and well, the age of big government is over. You remember Bill Clinton gave that speech? I think it was 93 or 94. And they were moving in that direction of undoing the New Deal, do away with welfare as we know it, undoing the Great Society and things like that. And it took the insane presidency of George W. Bush to wake us all up. And I think that that's a fine thing. Brian in Beverly Hills, California. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Yes, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I voted today already. I'm in California, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and a bunch of people got screwed at the polls this morning.
How so?
Because our names weren't on the roster.
You got caged.
Yes, basically.
So,
well, you know, I don't know exactly what happened, but I ended up, myself and a bunch of other people, ended up having to vote provisional.
Which are placebo ballots. They won't be counted if your name's not on the roll.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a disaster. See, the Republicans have been so aggressive at this caging operation, you know, where they send out these pieces of mail to your home that looks like junk mail, and if you don't open it up and return the card, then they assert that you're not actually registered, and then you've got to go in and re-register. And
right.
they do it with the lists of registered Democrats. I mean, you know, it's how they knocked thousands, tens of thousands of people off the voting rolls in Ohio before the election in 2004, allowing Bush to steal that election. It's just mind-boggling.
Right.
Brian, I'm really sorry to hear that, and thanks for the report.
Do you know why they wait 30 days to count provisional ballots?
No, why?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
I was wondering if you knew.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Frankly, I didn't know that they waited 30 days to count them. I thought that they were supposed to. I'm assuming that these are state-by-state decisions, and different states probably have different periods of time. I do believe that the provisional ballots in Ohio from the 2004 election have not yet been opened and counted, and there was well over 120,000 of those. So,
right, exactly.
I mean,
so basically, I waited for this day for a long time. I studied all the, you know, for the props and everything and listened to all the sides, and I really wanted my vote to count today. That's not.
Yeah, that's a tragedy. Brian, thank you for the call. I opened the show with somebody here I'm in New York, broadcasting live from New York today, and somebody in New York saying the same thing happened to them in Brooklyn. A registered Democrat sent us an email. Marcus in Washington, D.C. Hey, Marcus, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good talking to you.
Thank you.
I have 2 points of issue, and I'll get off the phone. Number one, with either one of these potential presidential candidates on the Democratic side, what do you anticipate them at all rolling over in defeat, much like Kerry did and much like Al Gore did in 2000 and 2004, if the Republicans run a real tough and narrow campaign? And number two, what kind of actions or controls can be put in place to indemnify our presidential candidate or our president, presidential hopeful at the time, from all this crap that President Bush has put in place over the last 8 years?
Yeah. Well, the answer to number two is not much. I mean, you know, the signing statements, all the things that Bush has done, I mean, it's going to require some serious action by Congress. There's an enormous mess that needs to be cleaned up. With regard to whether the Democrats will fight back if it looks like we have another stolen election, like it was, you know, fairly clear in 2000 and 2004, frankly, to me and I think to many of us that there were stolen elections, and then there were a few around the country too. I mean, there was the one down in Florida, 18,000 votes went missing. There was one in California. There were several, you know, where the voting machines just went, oh, isn't this strange? I suspect that either the Obama campaign or the Clinton campaign will fight like hell. And I know, I mean, you know, we've known for some years that John Edwards and John Kerry, one of the reasons why they have a less than cordial relationship to this day is that after the 2004 election was apparently stolen in Ohio with the help of Ken Blackwell, the Secretary of State in that state, who was also the chairman of the Bush for President Committee in that state, the guy responsible for counting the votes is the chairman of the Bush for President Committee for the state. That after that happened, John Kerry rolled over and went away, and John Edwards wanted him to fight it. And frankly, a lot of us wanted him to fight it. You know, Al Gore, to his credit, fought it all the way to the Supreme Court. And, you know, it was nearly a month. I mean, that was a serious battle. And, you know, once he got screwed by the Supreme Court, as he says, you know, what are you going to do, have a revolution? I mean, after that, all you can do is investigate it. But, yeah, I think that the Democrats are going to fight it this time. 45 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hey, don't be the guy who forgets Valentine's Day. Make it easy on yourself and get a great deal at ProFlowers.com, where you can order your flowers now for delivery on Valentine's Day. And this week only, ProFlowers has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get one dozen red roses or two dozen assorted roses for just $39.99. Plus, both come with a free vase and free truffles. That's over $20 in savings and a fantastic deal this close to Valentine's Day. ProFlowers is the best way to order flowers. It's convenient, easy to use, and a great value. But more importantly, ProFlowers has beautiful, long-lasting, fresh-from-the-field flowers. And Valentine's Day delivery is guaranteed. Time is running out. So to get your roses and your free vase and truffles in time for Valentine's Day, go to ProFlowers.com. Find the radio microphone located in the upper right-hand corner. Click it and just type in my password, Hartman. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the radio microphone and use my password, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's ProFlowers.com or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS.
Backed by 60 years of constant, reliable, quality service, Stanley Steamer is a clean you can trust. Stanley Steamer creates a custom cleaning program at special rates to meet your company's specific cleaning needs. Regular professional cleaning not only extends the life of your flooring and furnishing investments, it also helps create a healthier work environment and reflects a positive image for your company. Our commercial representatives consider everything your work environment encounters every day and develops a custom tailored plan for your business, including services that best fit your needs and budget. Call 1-800-STEAMER to speak to our commercial representatives today. That's 1-800-STEAMER. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your next commercial carpet cleaning. Stanley Steamer. Call 1-800-STEAMER today.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest growing career fields. With new jobs emerging in the private investigation and security fields, now is a good time for you to develop your skills in this exciting field. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and insurance investigations. Write down this number, 1-800-338-4571. Find out how you can obtain an education that you can use to develop your skills for a career in this fast-growing field. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call 1-800-338-4571. For a brochure on the ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice, call now, 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571.
Your long-term financial objective may be to fund your children's college education or guarantee your own retirement security. Hi, I'm Donna Greathouse, a New York life insurance agent. Call me today at 480-840-2370. That's 480-840-2370. I can help determine which insurance and financial products can best help you meet your needs. The key to achieving your financial objectives with your business is advertising. When I was looking to grow my customer base, I called 1480 KPHX. Their team helped design an effective advertising campaign that meets my needs and attracts new customers to my business.
This is Viva O'Neill with 1480 KPHX. To move your business forward, call 602-257-1351 or log on to our website at 1480kphx.com and click on Advertise.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480kphx.
There's nothing we can't do. Well, let me rephrase that. There's nothing that Bush has done that we can't undo. There you go. Welcome back. 866-303-2270. Janice in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Listen to WPTT. Hey, Janice.
Yes. Hi, Tom. I have to say I'm a little bit disheartened that you would slightly endorse Obama.
Well, let me unendorse him then, because the fact of the matter is that I live in Oregon where we're not going to vote until May. And right now, I sit down with a list of the issues and the facts about the people, and I can build such a good case for Hillary Clinton. I can build such a good case for Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. I am really torn, and I have been going back and forth on this for days now, and Louise and I have been debating it is the wrong word, because it's like, you know, just trying to figure out, you know, I think that they're both strong candidates. And so I'm, you know, if that was taken as an endorsement of Obama, please allow me to retract it. I think that these are both excellent candidates, and anybody I would honor anybody who voted for either one of them.
Well, I just want to say that if Hillary doesn't get this nomination, and I was an Edwards supporter now, okay?
Yeah.
But I've been watching, and even my husband, who I love him so much because he is not afraid to say yes, a woman should be president, and he even pointed out to me she's getting beaten up unfairly.
Yep.
You know, Tim Russert, and Obama owned it, that he was the one coming from his campaign putting out all of those race issues into the media, and all Obama said was, well, it's the work of an overzealous campaign worker. He was not taken to task for that. He has been given such a free pass, and I tell you, I volunteer, I drag my kids to volunteer, I will not volunteer for another man, because a woman, especially a competent woman, is the true change that we should have in this country. And I'll tell you what, if she doesn't get the nomination, I'm going to vote for Cynthia McKinney and work for her if she's the Green Party nominee, because she truly is anti-war, she's female, she's more experienced than Obama, and I'm so tired of people not paying attention. He's not the clean, honest person that he portrays himself to be, and neither is she.
Mm.
But he gets a free pass, and as a woman, I'm so sick of it.
Yeah, I think that we are suffering, not just in America, but in Western civilization, from about 7,000 years of testosterone poisoning. And I say that as a man. My friend Ned Halliwell is a professor of psychiatry over at the Harvard Medical School, and he and I used to do a road show, you know, and talk about attention deficit disorder, because that's his specialty. And I was writing books on it. And we were sitting having lunch one day talking about illegal drug use, because it had come up in the workshop that we were doing the day before or earlier that day. And he said, you know the drug that causes more death than heroin, than cocaine, than anything else, that has caused more wars, that has caused more destruction and damage and ruined more lives? He says, it's testosterone.
Yep.
That's the most dangerous drug in the world.
Yep.
I'm not going to go out and get myself fixed, but but I do acknowledge that, and I get your point. Janice, thank you very much for
the
call.
Thank you, Tom.
I appreciate it. By the way, I forgot to mention coming into this hour that our program today, proudly, brought to you by the 200,000 health and hospital workers of SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. And we are so pleased to have so many unions sponsoring this program on radio stations all over the country, as well as nationally. 1-866-303-2270. Shirley in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Shirley, what's on your mind today?
Hello?
Hello, Shirley. You're on the air.
Oh, good. I'm on the air. Just a minute. I'm going to take you off my speakerphone.
Thank you very much.
Hello there.
Hi.
I'm so glad you took my call. I am an avid Edwards supporter, and I want to get back and have people talk about him because I just want them to know that he did not withdraw from the campaign. He suspended his campaign, which is a lot different. And he probably will not endorse, but I have a message that was put on by one of his headquarter people, and he says on there, continued battle was not going to serve our country well. And he says, take a breath and don't make any support decision yet.
Yeah.
I'm counseling all of you to keep your powder dry, to take time. Take a deep breath.
It's wise counsel, Shirley. And thank you for sharing that. The point that Edwards is making is that he's about the issues, and we need to be about the issues too, and we need to be pointing it out to our list or to our friends and whatnot. I'm supporting this candidate because of this. Fill in the blank. The issues. Jeff in Denver, Colorado. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Tom. Wonder Vine people. Well, one, by the way, when somebody said that you're back on Denver, unfortunately you're not. They keep on starting with your signal and switching over to Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Caucuskit.org is a website I created, which has predefined resolutions. One of the problems we have when people go to caucuses is they get their ideas for the resolutions at the caucus.
Right.
And we get all sorts of bad wording that we have to rectify once we're doing the party platform. So I recommend if you go to caucuskit.org, you can download resolutions you can take to your caucus.
Oh, cool. caucuskit.org.
Yeah, right. caucuskit.org. And the neat thing about this is one recommended thing is, caucus, you actually can have much more power than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend you print out lots of copies of this because you can also affect the other caucuses. Frequently in a building, you might have 10 caucuses.
Right.
And so give the handout to people in the other caucuses.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Jeff, thank you very much. Steve in Akron, Ohio. Hey, Steve, just about a half a minute here before we get to wrap up this hour.
Hey, Tom, quick question for you. That stimulus package they're trying to put through,
mm-hmm.
is that going to be in like the last little rebate we got back in 2001, which was really just in advance on the tax refunds that we were going to be getting anyway?
Yeah, it was kind of a joke, wasn't it? Frankly, nobody knows right now, Steve. The House has passed a version of it. It's gone to the Senate. The Senate is adding stuff to it. The president is saying he's going to veto it if some of that stuff is still in it. You got Republicans and Democrats fighting about it in the Senate. And then after the Senate passes their version, which is absolutely somehow going to be different from the House version, even if they take out the more controversial provisions, then it goes to what's called conference committee, which is where the House and Senate reconcile it and come up with a new version, which could be anything. So the bottom line is right now nobody knows. But we'll see shortly. My concern about the stimulus package is that most of it's going to take effect in the late summer, just in time to help the economy in time for the elections, thus helping the Republicans.
The Tom Hartman Program for your minimum daily adult requirement of sanity. Tom Hartman.
Have you joined AARP?
Give me one good reason why I should.
You receive AARP the magazine, the AARP bulletin, access to the AARP website. You can save at thousands of hotels, motels, and resorts worldwide. Save on airfares, cruises, auto rentals, and vacation packages. AARP confronts age discrimination by employers. AARP works to strengthen Social Security and protect pension and retirement funds. Become eligible for AARP-endorsed homeowners, auto, and life insurance. Get access to reasonably priced long-term care insurance and group health insurance. Pharmacy services with convenient delivery to your mailbox. Access to a reduced-fee legal services network. Save on shoes, gifts, videos, and other products. You can join when you turn 50. Save on home security, online service subscriptions, emergency towing through the AARP motoring plan and other services. All for $12.50 a year.
That is one good reason to join.
Hurry. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599. To join for only $12.50 a year. 1-800-950-7599. That's 1-800-950-7599.
1480 KPHX and Ecotality Inc., Arizona's renewable energy leader, are proud to present Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter live and in person on Saturday, February 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at 1480kphx.com. Mike Malloy.
This is driving a lot of people right up near the edge.
And former Chief UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter.
Policy at the end of the day is not about nonproliferation. It's not about disarmament. It's about regime change. And all the Bush administration wants to do is to support their ultimate objective of military intervention.
Hear from and meet two of the most potent voices on the planet. Saturday, February 23rd at Fiesta Resort Conference Center in Tempe. From 6 to 8 p.m., Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. Together, one night, one stage, one can't-miss event. Sponsored in part by Camel View Accounting Services and USTourOfDuty.org. Get your tickets now at www.1480kphx.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480kphx, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Thousands of delegates on the line today as two dozen states hold primaries and caucuses on this Super Tuesday. And the candidates are making their final pitches to voters. Senator Barack Obama went on the Today Show this morning and said he's optimistic about the outcome, even though there's still a long way to go in the campaign.
I don't think that today is going to end up being decisive, but I think it'll give you a good sense of who's connecting with voters' concerns right now.
Hillary Clinton talked with reporters about her campaign.
You know, if voters ask themselves who they think would be the best president, and if Democrats ask who they think would be the best candidate to win, I feel really good about the answers to those questions.
In West Virginia, Republican Mitt Romney pledged to remain true to his party's values.
I'll make sure that we live by the principles that have made this party great. And I will promise you I am in this race because I care about the America I'm leaving my kids and my grandkids.
And Senator John McCain is again stressing national security.
I will win the presidency of the United States because I have this judgment, the experience, and the knowledge to lead this nation in the transcendent challenge of the 21st century, my friends. And that's the struggle against radical Islamic extremism.
National polls going into today's balloting show McCain with a strong lead over Romney, a tighter race between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Yankees pitcher Roger Clemens is on Capitol Hill. He's talking with congressional investigators about the steroid abuse allegations raised in the Mitchell report. National Intelligence Director Mike McConnell is giving members of Congress an assessment of the terror threat against the U.S.
Al-Qaeda remains the preeminent terror threat against the United States, both here at home and abroad.
McConnell also told the Senate Intelligence Committee the Taliban has expanded its operation into previously peaceful areas of Afghanistan. Last year, the second worst for U.S. airline delays. Domestic flights were late more than 26% of the time, only slightly better than in 2000. On Wall Street, a sell-off, the Dow down by 253 points. This is AP Radio News. Apple is updating its iPhone and iPod Touch lineup with new models that have more memory and bigger price tags. The latest iPhone features 16 gig of memory, retails for $499. The new iPod Touch comes with 32 gig of memory. Thousands of New York Giants fans have lined the streets of Manhattan to cheer their Super Bowl champions.
Last night I went to bed around 7 o'clock. I'm from Connecticut. And we woke up around 3 o'clock, jumped down on Metro North. And we got here around 7 this morning. And no better place on the earth right now to be here.
Well, there are parades in New Orleans as well for the climax of Mardi Gras. Sporadic violence has marred the celebration this year somewhat, though. At least 8 people have been wounded by gunshots, 5 of them on Saturday alone. At least 1,000 or more of National Guard and State Police troops have been on hand for the Mardi Gras season. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Pep Boys. Right now at Pep Boys, pick up 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Purolator oil filter for only $13.99. That's right, $13.99. Limit 2, Pep Boys Auto Professional Repair and Maintenance every day.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. We'll be right back.
Embarrassed by doggy odor? Well, come bathe with us. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Self-service dog wash, full-service grooming, hip accessories, delicious fresh baked treats. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Winner, Best of Phoenix Magazine and Best of New Times. Wash them, feed them, spoil them, all in one cool place. For all your clean doggy needs, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Bark if you're dirty. 602-462-9274. That's 602-462-WASH. Call or stop by today.
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business. Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camel View Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484 or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Mike Huckabee has nailed down the Chuck Norris endorsement.
Well, it's over now.
I believe the only one who has all of the characteristics to lead America forward into the future is ex-Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Norris wrote. Like our founding fathers, he's not afraid to stand up for a creator and against secularist beliefs.
So if you don't vote for Mike Huckabee, he'll give you
he'll kick you in the head.
Yeah, he'll kick you in the head.
That's catchy. Yeah. I think at least I would stand out. Vote for Mike
Stephanie
Huckabee.
Stephanie Miller Show, weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
And welcome back. Today, by the way, the fifth anniversary of Colin Powell's speech to the United Nations. We'll get into that a little later on in the program. But right now, there's a real battle brewing. We talked earlier about the amnesty for the phone companies and for the Bush administration for spying on people here in the United States illegally and without warrants. But there's another political debate going on in Washington, D.C. right now. And this has to do with the failure to list. It's not the delisting, the unlisting, the not listing polar bears as a species, as an endangered species, and moving up the drilling leases. They're going to tomorrow. The sale of drilling leases is supposed to begin, despite the objections of Native Alaskans and environmentalists. And so Mark Morano joins us. He is the communications director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. Actually, now that you're on the Inhofe staff, Mark.
Minority, yes.
Yeah, the minority communications director. Thank you.
The voters demoted us.
Yeah, the vote. Yeah, in fact, Barbara Boxer's now the majority, right?
Yes, she's the chairman. She's
the boss, as she famously told your boss once.
During the Al Gore hearing with the gavel, yes.
Yeah.
All that well.
Yeah, and the website, epw.senate.gov. And, Mark, first of all, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Tom. I'm happy to be back on here.
The polar bears, this boggles my mind. Here you guys are saying, okay, let's not talk about the polar bears until after we've sold off the oil leases to drill right in the middle of the territory where the polar bears live. So we can discuss after we've decided to drill there and after we've sold off the leases whether or not we should protect them. This doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, first of all, I don't really have a comment on that. That doesn't have anything to do with our committee, and I have no inside information or knowledge on this whole issue with the leases. I can tell you that any minute or any day the decision is expected on whether they will list the polar bear. And I can, you know, and as you pointed out, there's a lot of controversy over these leases right now.
Yeah, but I mean, you have the Interior Department and the I mean, the this whole listing, the just it's like the administration is using different arms of the administration to advance the interests of the oil companies, frankly, it seems to me.
Well, the thing is, with the polar bears, it's a very simple concept. There are more polar bears now, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, according to even environmental groups can see. The numbers are way up in the last 50 years. They're at historic highs.
We have about 25,000 polar bears now. There were around 5,000 in the 1950s. But that's still only about 60% of what the population was.
Well, was when, though? I mean, not...
Well,
not,
was 80, 90 years ago.
You know, that's...
What's considered a sustainable long-term population for the polar bears? Plus, their habitat is starting to disintegrate because of global warming.
Well, a couple things on that. First of all, the models that show that polar bears are facing, you know, grave threat of endangerment are based on speculative computer models of Arctic ice. Now, there's a major study just out with a Harvard astrophysicist and two forecasting experts, one from the Ivy League Wharton School named Scott Armstrong, top forecaster in the world, who's basically calling to task the methodology used in these. There's a couple issues.
Then why are all these countries fighting for rights to put ships through the water that is opening up as the ice is vanishing, and why can we see it going away on Google Earth?
Well, no one's disputing that the ice has been reduced, but as you read the U.S. Senate Minority Report on polar bears as of last week, we go through about a half a dozen peer-reviewed studies showing that the ice breakup was due to natural causes, everything from unusual winds to more sunny days to ocean currents. You cannot look at this as a temperature issue when it comes to this only.
Mark, you're using the tobacco argument. What you're saying, it's like the tobacco companies used to say, oh, that case of cancer in that guy, you can't prove that that came from Lucky Strike. Because it doesn't have the logo on the cancer cells. Some of the effects of global warming can't be proved that it's caused by human effects because there are also natural effects that cause global. Well, of course, but that doesn't mean it disproves it.
No, but I mean, specifically, a NASA study pointed out and said that the reduction in sea ice, of the older, thicker ice, was specifically due to unusual winds, not higher temperatures.
And you don't think unusual winds are the result of climate instability that might have something to do with the fact that the atmosphere is getting warmer?
That's something you need to take up with the authors of this, because they literally will say natural causes. Even the Associated Press Seth Borenstein was forced to write an, I say forced, sort of tongue-in-cheek, but he wrote an article talking about natural causes for this. My point being, you can't look at the Arctic and say, as we talked about on this, the Antarctic is at record sea ice last winter in the Antarctic.
Right, which is a predictable consequence of global warming.
But then there's more
precipitation.
But then another study came out and said, oh, maybe it's losing ice because of warmer ocean currents, which then the model...
On the edges.
But, you know, and Greenland, of course, has cooled since the 1940s, or at least flatlined in terms of temperature. You can't look at a few years of temperature data, and even 3 decades is considered a few years as it is in the Arctic, and then extrapolate with these computer models.
Mark, you've got 100, almost 100 parts per million increase in carbon dioxide levels, you know, in the atmosphere here. We've gone from 300 and change to approaching 400 and change. And, I mean, this is historic just over the last 50 years. And you're saying, but we can't look at a couple of decades, but it's those couple of decades when we've been pumping hundreds of billions of tons of carbon dioxide every year into the atmosphere.
80% of man-made CO2 came after 1940 when temperatures cooled till the mid-1970s. And yes, they did warm, and the high point is still 1998, and depending on which data set you use, we've essentially been on a negative or even a flat line or slightly negative since 2001. So where is this correlation? You had 20
Nine of the warmest years in the history of the planet have been during the last 11 years?
Again, depending on the data sets, we have new studies out that show the medieval warm period was warmer long before SUVs or coal plants. We have actually two papers.
You had satellites back then?
2007 had two papers showing the 20th century was not anomalously warm, and another one showed the medieval warm period was warmer. These are peer-reviewed papers.
Two papers.
Well,
I'm impressed. I mean, the IPCC has, what, 30,000 papers?
No, I mean, there are actually hundreds showing the medieval warm period was warmer until the UN promoted Michael Mann's hockey stick in the 2001 report. Notice that I believe it doesn't even appear at all in the 2007 report, in the UN report. They've now shied away from it. Even the National Academy of Sciences has said that a lot of the claims were unsupportable. So the point being, if the temperature today is not outside the range of natural variability, and it's not, then all we have are these speculative computer models. And and that's what our Senate report at epw.senate.gov goes to the heart, especially when it comes to polar bears. A couple of schools of thought. There's no danger right now of polar bears in any kind of endangerment as a population. Even if they were to lose the ice, we have, quote, very esteemed biologists showing that they would still do just fine with less ice. And then the other issue is whether the ice is actually going to go away, and whether these computer models of the ice reduction
are any good. Well, I think the question in the context of these, of this drilling that you guys want to do is not whether they do better with or without the ice. It's whether they do better with or without giant oil drilling operations in the center of their habitat.
Well, you know, that's absolutely a completely separate argument in terms of, you know, in terms of my jurisdiction and anything related to me.
Okay, well, let me just ask you that what I think is the big question.
And that's an issue that, you know, that's an issue that they're trying to debate now, whether we drill and Anwar and other places up
right,
in the Arctic.
Right, right. This is the big question.
By the way, Antarctica was set aside during the Cold War as no development. It's just a scientific research. But
right.
I think it was 1959. The South Pole was set aside.
Yeah, but it's also pretty damn hard to develop anything down there anyway. I mean, you got
sure.
100 feet of ice underneath you. Here's the question. I mean, and oddly, John McCain spoke to this the most eloquently during the last Republican debate. In which one of the guys on stage, I forget which one, was saying, "Oh yeah, there's no global warming, you know, quack quack quack."
And Fred Thompson.
Yeah, probably Fred Thompson. Yeah, well, if he woke
he
up long enough,
no.
Usually his every other sentence was. but in any case, and John McCain said essentially, I'm paraphrasing here, I don't have the quote in front of me, but I watched him say it and heard him say it. You know, basically, if you guys are wrong. And we go ahead and reduce carbon dioxide emissions and reduce consumption of fossil fuels and promote alternative energies, then we will have cleaner air, regardless of the CO2, and we will have a cleaner planet, and we will develop new industries, and we will be giving less money to the Saudis and ultimately to the bin Ladens of this world. And the world will not have melted down. If you guys are wrong, there could be a disaster, and we will have done nothing. It seems like the reasonable thing to do is to take these precautionary steps to say, no, we're not going to do more drilling because that's going to lead to more consumption of fossil fuels, and instead we're going to take that money and we're going to promote renewable energy with it.
Well, there's a very simple and absolutely concrete answer to that. People always say, well, what if you're wrong? We're facing a catastrophe. If you guys are right in terms of, you know, say we are facing a climate crisis, there has not been one realistic proposal going back to the 1980s that would have had any measurable impact, essentially, on global temperatures. That includes Kyoto. That includes Lieberman-McCain. That includes...
Then why don't you join... Why don't you help us come up with one?
No, my point is that it's not a question of... If this were an insurance policy, it'd be someone saying, well, we'll buy an insurance policy in your home, you pay a huge premium for no payout. That's what every one of these cap and trade bills do. We don't need a federal bureaucracy. It's technology. It's bringing in the developing world. That's the way forward, and that's for geopolitical reasons, as you rightly mentioned, to get off of a reliance on fossil fuels. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right, Mark Morano, the Communications Director of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, epw.senate.gov. Mark, thank you.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate the dialogue.
16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program, the true people's radio.
Tom Hartman.
Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Are you fed up with cleaning your floors, tired of messy mops and buckets, sick of spending a fortune on replacement chemical cleaning pads? Now there's a solution. It's the Shark Steam Mop, the fastest, easiest, and best way to deep clean the floors in your home. The Shark Steam Mop obliterates tough grime on tile floors, eradicates stubborn dirt on linoleum and vinyl, even melts away sticky, dried-up messes. I use it, and I love it. There's no mess that the Shark Steam Mop can't handle, and it works on all types of floor surfaces all around your home, even hardwoods. The Shark Steam Mop uses ordinary tap water and a machine-washable microfiber cleaning pad to create a powerful steam that loosens, lifts, and cleans up dirt. And at only 4 easy payments of $19.95, it costs less than chemical cleaners. Get yours by calling 1-800-733-1106 or online to sharkhomecare.com. Go ahead and try the Shark Steam Mop risk-free for 60 days. If you don't love it, they'll even send you your money back. Call 1-800-733-1106 or visit sharkhomecare.com.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Ever notice your local furniture store is always having an amazing sale? It's always based on something urgent, like we need to make room for new inventory, or we're going out of business. Well, folks, they've been going out of business for years now. It's all part of the game. You know, the game. The one retailers play with your money. They buy stuff wholesale, mark the price way up, then have a sale to create the illusion that you've gotten a great deal. Before you jump on the next great deal you see in a retail store, you really should attend an open house at Direct Buy. Call today and let them send you an invitation and a free insider's guide that sheds some light on just how much retailers mark up their prices. And it'll tell you all about buying manufacturer direct. Stop paying 40 and 50% markup at retail. Call 800-471-1184 to learn more. That's 800-471-1184. Call 800-471-1184 today.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
Local economies are strong economies. Hey, this is Stephanie Miller. 1480 KPHX prides itself on providing the Valley a truly unique independent voice and also on working primarily with locally owned businesses. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers the way it's supposed to be. Often the most important ballot you can cast is with your own wallet. Keep progressive talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
I'm going to show you how to take control. Got to vote, yeah, you know how it goes. But y'all looking for the cars and clothes. And this other man hope is that y'all don't vote. Because even he know majority rules. Keep majority of the minority fooled. Your vote really does matter, dude. And that attitude, government's loving it. So you're looking for your retribution. Be part of the problem or the solution. Really, all due respect, kid. Voting is free, last time I checked it. Look at he crooked and he connected. You don't vote. Getting reelected. See, I'ma tell them in the style of a rhyme. We can change the world with one vote at a time. Come on, if you don't.
And welcome back, my friends. 21 minutes past the hour, And if you're having problems voting, we've had a number of people call who've had problems voting. I've gotten a number of emails from people who have shown up at the polls and discovered that as Democrats, they're no longer on the voting list, no longer on the voting rolls. Apparently, the Republicans have been out doing their caging work and doing it quite well. If you have a problem, the People for America, for the American Way, is aggregating that information, looking for trends and things, and they may be able to help you out, or at least offer some advice, and at the very least, keep track of the trends. So give them a call if you have a problem voting. Their number is 866-OUR-VOTE, O-U-R-V-O-T-E, 866-OUR-VOTE. And their website, pfaw.org, as in People for American Way. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Ryan in Chicago, Illinois. Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just listening to Mark's comments, and you were absolutely right. He was using that same sort of nonsense mathematical logic of dismissing the statistics because they don't show necessarily a causal relationship between rising CO2 levels and climate change.
Right, which is impossible to prove, just like it's impossible to prove that that particular lung cancer came from this particular cigarette.
Exactly. No such study exists, but we have a very reasonable and academic understanding that such a relationship exists.
Yeah.
And the same happens. I mean, we've done these meta-analyses, and we've aggregated hundreds, as you said, hundreds of studies that have, on the aggregate, shown that there is a trend. And he's finding, what do you say, a dozen studies that may show otherwise?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's really discounting some very powerful statistics that we've come up with. And it was quite nonsense to listen to some of that.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, thank you, Ryan, for your comments. And one of the reasons why, you know, I continue to have Ryan Mark on and have these conversations, and will continue to have conversations with conservatives on a wide variety of issues, is because you are going to hear these talking points. You're going to hear them a lot. You're going to hear them more and more and more. And I think it's frankly useful for people to have the ammunition to talk back, you know, to see it modeled, as it were, and also for all of us to be party to these discussions. The election, obviously, the big issue of the day today is Super Tuesday. Charlotte, New York City, you want to talk about that?
Hello?
Hey, Charlotte. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
You are.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for waiting so long.
Yes. I just wanted to say, because I was so disappointed in you yesterday. I'm listening to Air America since day one, and I really was upset because you seem to show your preference for Barack Obama.
You know, it's funny because I've gotten probably 100 emails from people complaining about the fact that we've had about a 2-to-1 ratio of spokespeople for the Clinton campaign versus the Obama campaign on our program, and that's just been largely a function of, you know, who's available to come on when. It's not anything intentional on my part to favor either candidate. And
well, yeah, what bothered me about that was that, you know, a lot of people could be influenced.
But yesterday I had John Kerry on speaking for Barack Obama, and then we had another senator on, I forget who it was.
Yes, I heard it.
Speaking on behalf of Hillary Clinton, who actually spoke longer than John Kerry did. So, I'm Charlotte, I get your point, and I did make a comment earlier today that a number of people thought was a kind of side-handed endorsement of Barack Obama.
Yeah, because I always thought you were neutral.
Yeah, and I am neutral, and I am going to continue to be neutral, and that was an ill-advised comment on my part, and you know, I can build a strong case for either candidate, and I will be very happy with either one of them. So, Charlotte,
well,
Charlotte.
I just feel that Hillary, you know, far exceeds Barack Obama. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And originally it was Edwards.
Yeah.
But,
well,
but Hillary is my choice at this time.
Good. And I encourage you to vote for her and you know, get your friends out there, too. We need to get as many people out there.
Well, I usually work for the elections, the Democratic Party in my area. So, but I just had to tell you how upset I was yesterday.
Well, thank you for venting, Charlotte. I appreciate your call. I got to move along, though. Doug in the Bronx. Hey, Doug, got about a minute here before a break.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks a lot. I have a lot of things to say. You know, what I fear about Barack Obama, if he would be the nominee, is that the basis of voting on emotion is the problem and not voting on... I'm sorry, I'm a wonk. I have to apologize to so many young people.
No, I understand, but the reality is that more than 90% of Americans ultimately do vote on emotion.
And that's bad, and that's unfortunate.
But it's reality.
But the point is, what is the emotion based on? It's as if he's an empty suit, and I've heard this said. He has no foundation, really. There's nothing behind him. I mean, yeah, I know.
Well, I think
that
in some ways he's kind of a national Rorschach test. You know,
a great deal of the emotion is an anti-Clinton emotion, and what is that based on? Nothing. It's irrational. I do disagree with you when you say that he was trying to dismantle the New Deal. No, he wasn't.
Who? Barack Obama?
No. President Clinton in the 90s.
No, I said in two areas he participated in the dismantling.
Yeah, I know, and I've heard that a million times.
Yeah.
You know, the unfair singling out of Clinton on her vote. Did anybody vote for John Forbes Kerry 4 years ago? He voted the same exact...
is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD, 888-690-3777.
This works. Call the number.
Call for your free CD now, 1-888-690-3777. 888-690-3777.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Super Tuesday, I'm Ed Donahue. Hillary Clinton cast her ballot today in suburban New York.
It's a very humbling and overwhelming experience to cast my vote.
More than 20 states have polls open on Super Tuesday. It's a tight race with the Democrats between Clinton and Barack Obama, and for the Republicans between John McCain and Mitt Romney. The director of national intelligence is worried al-Qaeda in Iraq may shift focus on attacks outside of Iraq.
Al-Qaeda remains the preeminent terror threat against the United States, both here at home and abroad.
For the first time, the CIA director is confirming publicly the names of the suspected members of al-Qaeda who are subjected to waterboarding. A lot of New York Giants fans are calling in sick today. There's a big parade in the city to honor the Super Bowl champions.
Woke up around 3 o'clock, jumped out on Metro North, and we got here around 7 this morning. And there's no better place on the earth right now to be here.
Concerns about the health of the economy have stocks sharply lower today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 248 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Introduce your business to a new customer with buying power. Advertising in Echo Magazine will help you reach a multi-billion dollar market within the gay and lesbian community. Join other advertisers such as Bridgestone Tires, Jobbing.com Arena, Subaru, Merck Pharmaceuticals, and the City of Glendale in reaching a large, loyal, and lucrative target audience. Echo Magazine is distributed free at more than 200 convenient locations throughout Arizona, California, and Nevada. Our Lambda Directory of Advertisers is an essential community reference guide. We take pride in creating a publication that readers will save and refer to again and again, ensuring tremendous visibility for your advertisement. For more information, call 602-266-0550 or check us out on the web at echomag.com. Give your advertising resounding results with Echo Magazine.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman with three words for anyone who's thinking about remodeling their home. Aspen Gold Renovations. That's it. Aspen Gold Renovations. Remodeling your home is vastly different from new construction. Owner Dan Hall has over 30 years' experience in residential remodeling. From a simple built-in bookcase to kitchens and baths to complete home makeovers, Dan has assembled a team of like-minded remodeling professionals, including architectural designers, engineers, and interior designers, as well as some of the top tradesmen in the Valley for all your remodeling needs. Check out some of their work at AspenGoldRenovations.com. That's AspenGoldRenovations.com. Or call Dan directly at 602-689-1508. 602-689-1508. Aspen Gold Renovations is a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX Progressive Talk Radio. Call Aspen Gold Renovations today, 602-689-1508, or check them out online at AspenGoldRenovations.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
How does this package immediately help the economy? Well, it doesn't. It doesn't do anything. You know what it does do? You know what this is designed to do? Is to get you, Truth Seeker, and me to shut up. Sit down here. Here's some money. Go sit. Now shut up. Go buy some string and play with it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Listen to your mother.
Nobody told me there'd be days like these. Strange days indeed.
Indeed. Welcome back to Tom Hartman Program. Listener-supported radio, supported by you, our listeners, supporting the local radio station you're listening to by supporting their sponsors, letting them know that you're listening. And also brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers of SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. And it is a right in every other industrialized country in the world. But here it's only a privilege, and it's only a privilege for the privileged few. What a tragedy. 1-866-303-2270, our number. Todd in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Todd, welcome to the program.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm just great. What's up?
Hopefully I'll be getting better. I'll fill the last
okay.
in for
yeah.
you.
I already said it today, and I have a limit of once a day.
Right, exactly, yeah. We had spoken before about atheism a couple months back, if you remember that.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to try and help out again today. I thought you did a really good job with the gentleman you were just speaking to about the environment in giving the quick rebuttal to his statements that he would throw out about, you know, snowing in Antarctica and things
sure.
like that. I thought you did a really good job with that. One of the things that I don't know if you weren't aware of or if you just were tired of parrying all of his points was that the reason that those that are trying to refute global warming always use the 1940s and 1970s benchmark
is because those were unusual.
It's not only that those are unusual, but one of the latest studies there was a cooling trend from the 40s to the 70s.
Right.
And so they always bring that up whenever they use their data. They always add that in. So he'll say it's flatlined since the 40s, which means it went down and then it went back up, and the trend is that it's still going up.
Mm-hmm.
But mathematically, he'll say that the average is that it's flatlined.
Right. So take it from the 70s forward, you've got a whole different set of numbers.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And if you took just the 40s to the 70s, and that's why they'll say, oh, there used to be all this worry about a great ice age. Well, when I was a young man, or a child, I remember those conversations in the early 70s because there was a downward trend.
Okay.
One of the ideas that's been posited for that, which seems to make a lot of sense, is
lot of unknowns there. I said to my the wackos and racists out there and those people who are horrified by his middle name, their greatest fears. And that's why he has to define himself as quickly as possible, because Hillary Clinton has been, you know, everybody pretty much knows who she is, or at least thinks they know who she is.
Well, that's been my concern all along, is that she has, you know, we've known her for a long time. She has, she's had her good and her bad points and things that she's done that I've not been happy with, and Iraq is one of them. But, you know, Barack, he's an unknown entity. Mm-hmm. And although he really has given birth to the youth out there to want to vote, which I think is fabulous, I don't really know him.
Yeah.
And as the other caller said, I would like a change from a male testosterone to a female.
Okay.
And I think it'll be a breath of fresh air.
Okay. I got your point, and I've got to move along. But thank you very much for your kind words and for your comment. John in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Sure.
I'd like to speak to the thought that anti-Clinton sentiment is unfounded, and I'd like to explain it briefly. Clinton was a wonderful president. I did some fantastic things for the country. Unfortunately, the Monica scandal, people don't understand unless you relate to Republican right-wingers and conservatives on a regular basis, how much that meant to them. And I see it as a door opening for the last 8 years, seven and a half years.
But see, those people aren't going to vote for a Democrat no matter what.
Well, it managed to undo all the good that he had done. And it opened the door that allowed, you know, the right-wing wackos in there to undo everything that he had done. And quite frankly, I can't forgive him for that. And also, it'll open up this, everybody's gonna crawl out of the foxholes on both sides, and it'll reopen this, constant.
John, it's gonna happen no matter who the nominee is. If the nominee is Hillary Clinton, I guarantee the Republicans are gonna be out there, and you're gonna be hearing Monica Lewinsky's name, among other things, constantly. And Rush Limbaugh is going to be running his Hillary Clinton testicle lockbox advertisement, and you know that he rolled out a couple of years ago. I mean, that's going to. On the other hand, if Barack Hussein Obama is the nominee, then you're going to have Rush Limbaugh playing his Barack the Magic Negro song, and you're going to have, you know, all this kind of racist hatred and hysteria about Muslims and that viral email that's running around.
I think they'll be a little more polite, Tom. I really do. I think the righties will be a little more polite.
Nah, John. I'm sorry. You are giving these guys far too much credit. They play to win, and they believe that the ends justify the means, and if lying is the means, they will do it. And they have demonstrated time after time. This didn't originate with Lee Atwater. He turned it into a science, but it's been going along. I respectfully have to disagree. John, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. Jim in Berkeley, California. Hey, Jim, we got about a minute here before this next break. What's up?
All right. Well, I will try to be quick. I was really surprised, in particular at the call in the last hour, the person who said that they be working for Cynthia McKinney if Barack Obama got the nomination, but working for Clinton if she got the nomination. I'm really starting to get tired of hearing about the testosterone poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
If we think that a woman in office is necessarily going to be better than a man in office, I would encourage people to remember Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
You already mentioned, I think, that Hillary has taken more money from the military-industrial complex than all of the other candidates. Well, not all the other candidates combined, but more
than any other candidate on either side.
You know, Mark Penn, Burstyn Marsteller, her saying in the debate that lobbyists are people too, because, well, nurses have lobbyists, so I'm proud of my lobbyist contributions. There's, you know, a lot of feminist writers, including Laura Flanders, Frances Kissling, and Solange Catholic Pollitt, who said that for feminist reasons, they cannot support Hillary Clinton because of her record.
I understand, Jim. I understand. And again, you get how confusing this all is. These are both great candidates, and these are both candidates that have a strong potential to be attacked by the Republicans. Let's put it that way. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media.
3 hours a day.
5 days a week.
Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One stage, one night. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
A Delaware-based company is offering cat lovers a unique pet, the Ashira, a genetic blend of the African serval, the Asian leopard cat, and a domesticated cat. The Ashira resembles a miniature leopard and costs $22,000. Higgins was, a feral cat, I think, that some frat boys took in, and we rescued him from them. Anyhow, the wildcat that Higgins reminds me most of is the lion. He'll stalk you if he doesn't like you. But frankly, he'd rather be sleeping or eating Purina One. When it comes to good health, how does your pet rate? Find out with the Purina One Health Scorecard. When Higgins began the Purina One 30-Day Challenge, we filled out the scorecard, and he was an 18. Now he's a 24. If your pet is like mine, I think you'll see his score has improved as well. So I'm offering you a free bag of Purina One to get you started. To get your Purina One Health Scorecard and a free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One kitten or cat food, take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge today. Call 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW, or go to PurinaOneChallenge.com.
You want security for the road ahead. The key to achieving your financial security is planning. Maybe you want to fund your children's college education, protect your family during your working years, or guarantee your own retirement security. These things simply won't happen on their own. You need someone to help make a plan to meet your financial objectives. But who do you turn to? Who will take the time to listen to your needs, your dreams? How about a progressive thinker and a progressive financial planning professional? Hi, I'm Donna Greathouse, local agent with New York Life, and a proud supporter of 1480 KPHX. I serve the financial and insurance needs of both traditional and non-traditional families in the Valley. Call me today for your free financial needs analysis at 480-840-2370. That's 480-840-2370.
I can change the world with my own two hands.
This is your activist update. This Saturday and Sunday, the VNSA used book sale takes place at the Arizona State Fairgrounds, 17th Ave in McDowell. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 8 a.m. to 4. Go to www.vnsabooksale.org. On Tuesday, February 12th, it's Progressive Lobbying Day, 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., Arizona State Capitol Senate Lawn, 1700 West Washington Street. And on Friday, February 22nd, David Ray Griffin will be coming to town to talk about his newest book, 9/11 Contradictions, an open message to Congress and the press. 7 p.m., University Presbyterian Church, 139 East Alameda, Tempe, Arizona. To find out all the latest and activities going on here in the Valley, go to 1480kphx.com and click on the Activist Update button.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. However, I'm concerned our freedom to enjoy these things is in jeopardy. We're facing the most critical time in our history when apathy and failure to take action could mean the end of our country as we know it. Please urge those you meet each day to become knowledgeable about the state of our country. As an advertiser at KPHX, I'm proud to support Progressive Talk, and a proud local radio can support and grow my business. After all, a rising tide raises all boats. I recommend 1480 KPHX to any business looking to reach a local, educated, and motivated audience.
This is Kim Macias, sales manager at 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, call 602-257-1351.
Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Berrios at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
If you don't get out of vote this year, you're really not proving. It takes every one of us to keep the country moving. You can make it to the polls, you can get it together. Don't you meet me there, we'll vote, we can make things better.
If you're in one of the Super Tuesday states, and if you're not, well, you can still participate. There's blogs, there's message boards, there's candidates who you can give campaign contributions to. There's ways you can participate. Also, we need to be participating in our democracy right now, like calling your senator and saying, please, your senators, and saying, please, no amnesty for Bush and the phone companies who colluded with him in criminal activity. no amnesty for Bush and the phone companies. Ellen Ratner's with us with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. And Ellen, is the vote in from American Samoa yet?
You know, I believe it is. They voted it they were done by today at 12:30. So I think it is, but I don't know what it is. But speaking of Super Tuesday, the Hillary Clinton campaign just had a conference call. Actually, it's still going on, but LaVisa is an expert at doing two things at once. And essentially, first of all, they said that there were irregularities in Arizona polls, that they said registered voters are not on the list, they have ID problems, and they weren't provided provisional ballots. Now, a lot of people think that Obama's going to win Arizona, so that's kind of interesting, but they have not.
Well, I've heard from voters in Michigan and New York City and in the Brooklyn, as I recall, and in Southern California, who showed up, registered Democrats who showed up and their names were not on the rolls. They'd apparently been caged.
So this has clearly been going on in a lot of states. But anyhow, if you want to report it, Hillary Clinton set up a website at hillaryclinton.com/action/polling problems. So that is...
Well, also the people for the American Way are doing the same thing over at pfaw.org. And they have a phone number, 866-OUR-VOTE, O-U-R-V-O-T-E, for anybody who's been caged.
Right, and you can imagine that this is going to happen. If it's happening now, it sure as heck is going to happen in November.
Gotcha.
The Hillary Clinton folks are also saying that they see themselves winning, but they think it's going to be inconclusive. They're saying, this is from the Hillary camp, that it may go all the way to the convention, and that they're surprised that Obama is using Republican talking points. I guess he said something like universal health care is like telling homeless people to buy a home when he was talking about the Hillary Clinton plan today
on television. The mandating it. Yeah, I mean, this is where I wish both of them would just get with the plan and say, okay, Medicare for everybody, and, you know, we don't need those stinking health insurance companies. But apparently neither one of them is willing to say that.
That's for sure. Hillary Clinton said that they would like one date of a debate per week, one-on-one, with Obama through March 4th.
Wow.
I'm not
sure I could handle
all that. I'm not either.
that's a lot. Are they talking about regional, or are they talking about nationally televised?
They didn't say.
If they're regional debates, that makes a lot of sense, actually, because it gives people in different parts of the country an opportunity to show up and you know, get a sense of the candidates. If we're talking about once a week having a nationally televised debate, well, you know, the good side of this, speaking as a Democratic partisan or you know, somebody who's more attracted to the Democratic Party than the Republican Party, let's put it that way, that odds are, my guess is, and I'd love to hear your take on this, Ellen, that by the end of tonight, we're going to know who the Republican nominee is. And if we don't know who the Democratic nominee is, that means that for the next X number of months or weeks, and perhaps months, it's going to be all the publicity, all the news stories are going to be about the Democrats, because there's still a race going on, and the Republican nominee is going to fade into obscurity.
Well, yeah, tonight is going to certainly be very interesting. If I can just switch topics just briefly here.
Please.
Senate Finance Committee was run by Max Baucus today. Secretary Paulson was the person talking and defending their budget. They said that, what basically Max Baucus said is that avoiding recession is completely unrealistic and that this idea that they are going to balance the budget by 2012 is completely unrealistic, that they're also expecting that there's going to be cuts in Medicare and Medicaid by the president's budget are going to be devastating to older people and people who are disabled. And his response, Secretary Paulson's response, is the economy could not handle any increased taxes.
Jeez.
Give me a break.
Yeah, this is so going to help the Republicans in the election. I'm being sarcastic. I mean,
no, I understand. I think Bush is just stupid, or he must want a Democrat to be elected.
Or he's following the ideology. I mean, they still believe in Reaganomics. I mean, even though it's been discredited, it's been disproven, it was ridiculed at the time by Bush's dad, which is probably why he's holding on to it so tightly. But they're still going down this Reaganomics road. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
A couple other things, that there is a vote on the stimulus package. That is going to happen on Wednesday, and, of course, they're hoping that they get their senators back to do that. And
just a quick question about that, Ellen. How close is the Senate stimulus package now to the House package that it probably will survive conference?
Well, no, it's still pretty different.
Yeah.
But of course, they're voting on several amendments, so it may turn out to be very different at the point that it actually happens.
Mm. So, and that may ultimately, one of two things: either we're going to end up with a very different bill than anything we've seen from either one of them when it comes out of conference, or it may not even make it.
That's right. I think it's going to have to make it, because the point is, without having to make it, they're all going to come back to their districts, Republicans and Democrats alike, empty-handed, and nobody wants to do that.
Well, and the Republicans want to make it because they don't want the economy to be in the tank for the November elections, and most of the stimulus is going to happen in, you know, they start mailing the checks out in May, they finish mailing them in July. You're going to see the bump in the economy in September, October, and November, just in time to make the Republicans look a little less bad for the elections.
Exactly, although I got news for you. I think that the economy is going to do so bad that even with the stimulus package, it's going to need a lot of help.
Yeah, it's already in the tank. I mean, it's and we've seen the steady deterioration of wages for among wage earners, you know, working people across the United States. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Thanks so much, Ellen.
Thank you.
It's always great having you on. Thanks for dropping by. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking with David Bender, the senior political correspondent for Air America Radio. David and I will be doing some election coverage tonight, along with Mark Green and a whole bunch of other folks going to be dropping by. So stick around. We'll be talking with David, and then we'll be taking your calls for the rest of the hour about the election today. Stick around.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Transforming the world by revitalizing democracy.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
I'm not an attorney and I'm not an accident victim, but I do work with both. My name's Dina Harris. I'm the administrator for the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, and I've worked here for nearly 20 years. Over that time, I've seen thousands of people who've been injured in accidents, and I'm very pleased to tell you that all of them have had their cases handled in a highly professional way. And they were all shown the attention, courtesy, concern, and respect that everyone deserves. The attorneys at Osteen and Harrison have recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. So if you're ever injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, call Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. It's not about getting even. It's about getting you everything you deserve. Call us at 602-252-8888. You can ask for me if you'd like. I'm Dina Harris for Osteen and Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Trouble for the economy. For the first time in 5 years, a downturn in the service sector. And economist Robert Bruska says that spells bad news.
In recessions, what happens is that, you know, key economic components basically unravel very quickly. And that's exactly what you see happening in this ISM non-manufacturing index.
The markets are reacting. All of the major indices are sharply down, the Dow down more than 300 points. Al-Qaeda, still a threat.
Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell says the terror network's Iraqi branch has been dealt serious blows, but may be looking to rebound abroad.
We are increasingly concerned that even as coalition forces inflict significant damage on Al-Qaeda inside Iraq, they may deploy resources to mount attacks outside that country.
McConnell told a Senate panel so far fewer than 100 operatives are working to set up cells in other countries. Meantime, he says al-Qaeda's now established a safe haven in Pakistan's tribal region and is using it to direct operations around the world. Mark Smith, Washington.
It's now up to the voters. Super Tuesday primaries and caucuses underway across the country, with voting being held in 24 states. For the candidates, it's a day packed with appearances and events. John McCain has plans to go cross-country.
As the sun rose on Super Tuesday, McCain began his cross-country quest to put a virtual lock on the nomination with a rally here in the heart of New York and with an eye already on November.
We're going to win today, and we're going to win the nomination, and we're going to win the presidency.
McCain is flying cross-country for a last-minute campaign event in California, which holds the biggest prize. The race there appears to be tightening. Jerry Bodlander with the McCain campaign in New York.
And all of the other candidates also have a lot of travel plans today. Weather could be a factor in today's balloting. Flooding in parts of the Midwest and snow or rain is falling in a number of Super Tuesday states. This is AP Radio News. Yankees pitcher Roger Clemens on Capitol Hill today giving his side of the performance-enhancing drug controversy. The seven-time Cy Young Award winner is talking with congressional investigators about the Mitchell Report. A lot of delays for people who were flying last year. The government says it was the second worst year on record for flight delays. An average of one out of every four flights was delayed. Increased demand and air traffic congestion are partly to blame. New York honors the Super Bowl-winning Giants, and head coach Tom Coughlin had a message for coaches and players.
I told the coaches and I told the players this morning that I wanted them to say as many times as they could in the next 2 weeks, the New York Giants, the 2007 champions of the world in professional football.
There were thousands of fans lining the streets of Manhattan for a ticker tape parade. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Act Mouthwash. Act Mouthwash is the number one dentist-recommended dental rinse. It helps prevent tooth decay that can lead to costly dental work like root canals.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This Valentine's Day, skip the Hallmark holiday gifts and give your Valentine a gift they won't forget. Treat them to a day of pampering at Essence Day Spa. From soothing foot massages and Swedish massages to calming hot stone therapy, Essence Day Spa will smooth out the tensions of everyday life. Organic body wraps and full body scrubs will leave your Valentine glowing inside and out. And Essence Day Spa is locally owned, so you can enjoy the services you'd expect from a resort at non-resort prices. In fact, make it a couple's day and save. Simply mention 1480 when you purchase a spa package and get 50% off any spa package of equal or lesser value. To view their complete line of spa services, visit EssenceDaySpa.net. That's EssenceDaySpa.net. Or to schedule an appointment or purchase a gift card, call 623-362-1110. This Valentine's, give the gift of rejuvenation at Essence Day Spa. Visit EssenceDaySpa.net or call 623-362-1110.
Over the last 5 years, the mortgage industry has been one to keep a close eye on. So what does 2008 have in store? Well, first of all, a record number of adjustable rate mortgages are expected to reset or increase this year and will only continue to increase. So if you're in an ARM, now is the time to review your loan's reset date. Once your loan resets, it could be too late, and it could mean the difference between being able to afford your mortgage payment or not being able to. However, keep in mind that at least for the time being, you can still get a great rate on a loan. Rates are still at a two-year low. So now is not the time to gamble with that interest-only or adjustable-rate mortgage. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com, BK number 0907413. To get more information about fixed-rate loans, log on to 76mortgage.com or call 602-265-LOAN today.
outspoken First Lady.
You know, we're Democrats, and we're trying to nominate the very best person we can to win.
An effective senator.
I stand for ending the war in Iraq.
A woman who could very well be America's first Mrs. President.
I will begin to bring our troops home as soon as I am president.
So, why do so many liberals hate her?
The American people know where I stand.
What's your passion? Activate it today on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Talk radio for the rest of us.
And welcome back to the third hour of our program. Tom Hartman here with you. And with us on the line is David Bender. He's the senior political correspondent for Air America Radio. And David and Mark Green are going to be doing live election coverage this evening for that'll be carried on many of our Air America affiliates. And, of course, on our web stream at airamerica.com. And I will be dropping in for a short while during that. Hey, David.
Hey, Tom. And not only will you be dropping in, but at the same time you're dropping in, I'm now able to tell you that I think Senator John Kerry will be stopping by.
Yeah, I just got that note. Plus Barbara Boxer and Mayor Villa. You know, I interviewed the guy last week and I couldn't pronounce
his name. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Villaraigosa.
Villaraigosa. Thank you. Is that Gary Hart, the Hart on this list?
Gary Hart is the Hart on the list.
Great. And Al Franken? Al Franken and me and Lionel and a bunch of us. We're going to have a party.
It is a party. And you know, there are 24 states, 22, I think, on the Democratic side, 24 overall. We're trying to cover as much ground as we can and have people from all of Minnesota. Well, you mentioned Al Franken. Mm-hmm. Minnesota is caucusing tonight. And mm-hmm. In fact, Senate candidate Al Franken will be calling in from his own caucus after he's participated.
Oh, that's great. We had him on the program yesterday. It is always great to hear Al's voice back here on air.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a good guy. And I you know, with regard to the primary in Minnesota, I will let the voters of Minnesota decide. Because I frankly I'm not there and I don't know the all the issues and everything. But you know, with regard to Norm Coleman, man, that guy is toxic.
Yeah, no, there's no decision involved there.
Yeah.
And as I understand it, and I'm sure Al talked about this with you yesterday, that there are now polls out that show, and Al is, to be fair, he is not yet the Democratic nominee. There is, as you say, another candidate, Mike Cerisi, who's another Democrat running, and they'll decide this over the next few months. But I believe now polls show that Norm Coleman loses to Al Franken as well as Cerisi, and that's current. Coleman has been dropping like a stone,
and
that would be a nice thing to watch in November.
Yeah, and we've got 20-some-odd now Republicans who in the House and Senate have said that they're not going to run for re-election. I think it's up to 26 now.
28 is 28. The new number, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Do we hear 29? 29, do we hear 30?
Really, it's just a matter of time, I think.
It's really shocking. Now, you know, this happened to the Democrats, Tom. It happened, you know, after the so-called Gingrich Revolution in 94. Mm-hmm. Number of Democrats who had been there for a long time said, you know, I don't want to be in the minority. But the numbers here are as great, if not greater, for Republicans. They see no way of coming back. And I think, you know, there are certain elections that are decided long before, you know, any campaigning is done. And institutionally right now, it's going to be almost impossible. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's impossible for the Republicans to take back the House of Representatives in November. Not going to happen.
Yeah. The mission, in my mind, frankly, isn't so much the Democrats keeping the House, because that, I hope, is a given, but rather to get a large enough Democratic majority that number of Democrats, and I've heard different numbers quoted from different experts, somewhere between 36 and 42 Democrats. You know, I think it's a 36 seat or is a 32 seat Democratic majority right now.
About 31, 32, something like that.
Yeah, okay. So 32, there's a 32 seat Democratic majority. But there's somewhere between 36 and 42 Democrats who are representing largely Republican districts.
Right.
And my understanding is that that's one of the reasons why the Democratic Party as a party, or the Democrats in the House of Representatives, have been reluctant, for example, to pursue impeachment hearings, because they're afraid not, you know, generally of infuriating Republicans, but they're concerned about losing those 42 districts where they're representing largely Republican districts. And I'd like to see such a large majority of Democrats in the House and so many of these so-called Republican or purple anyway, many of them, but the ones that are red districts, congressional districts, become solidly blue, that the Democrats feel that they can stand up on their hind legs and take on some of these really serious issues.
What you're calling for is a coward-proof majority.
Yes, well said.
And you know, it has been stunning to see, you know, I have great regard, I've known Nancy Pelosi a long time, great regard for her, you know, certainly her own voting record and her own history in the Congress has been, you know, tremendously progressive. She represents obviously a part of San Francisco. But the fact is that there has been, this has all been about defense. This has all been, you know, on a day when people are celebrating a Super Bowl victory, to think about any, you know, sort of effort that is all based on anticipating how you might lose and trying to avoid losing, you can never win that way. And that's how the Democrats have, in my judgment, have played it in both the House and the Senate, aiming at November, just what you said, to try and get these veto-proof majorities. I worry, though, Tom, I have to say, that strategy undermines some of those Democratic incumbents that even came in 2 years ago with the idea that this Congress was going to stand for something. And it is very hard to make the case that, well, we are standing for something, and it's for the next election when we can do something with that majority.
I know. I've been making the point from day one that Nancy Pelosi, or from the beginning, you know, right after this Congress was elected, that, you know, it was fine to say, okay, impeachment's off the table, or pick the issue of your choice, the serious prosecution of the Bush administration, actually enforcing subpoenas, actually going out and arresting people who fail to show up, that all that stuff is off the table before the election, because Nancy Pelosi, if there was an impeachment, would be the one who would be, you know, so she's not before the election going to say, I understand that. But after the election in 2006, you know, why? But you and I are in agreement on this,
We don't run the Democratic Party.
But
I would point out that I heard as recently as a few days ago from people who've been talking to John Conyers that he may yet pick up that gavel and call.
Oh, my friend Rob Call interviewed him about a week and a half ago. There's a YouTube video of it. Rob runs opednews.com, so I guarantee you there's a link over at opednews.com to it, where Rob asked John Conyers that question, you know, straight up, blunt out, and John Conyers said, no, impeachment is not off the table, and I'm the guy who gets to decide, not Nancy Pelosi.
And, you know, I know this is a day about, you know, elections for the Democratic and Republican nominations, but I will tell you that I do not think, people make this argument to me all the time, well, David, how is it possible to have impeachment during, you know, it's an election year, people want to move on, it's only going to hurt Democrats. It's actually just the opposite if people are paying attention to history at all. The only way to leave a record about everything that has been wrong, constitutionally wrong with this administration, is by holding these hearings. You don't have to have a vote. You don't even have to have articles of impeachment.
That's right.
But you leave a record that the next Congress and the next president will have to pay attention to.
Right. And I think that, you know, there ever since the Ford pardon of Nixon, there has been this, well, let's cut him some slack attitude among presidents, even of opposite parties. Bill Clinton did the same thing. He walked away from the ongoing investigations and prosecutions of Iran-Contra, figuring that it would be too divisive.
Absolutely right.
And he never should have done that. He should have held those guys accountable. Even the ones that Bush the elder pardoned on the way out, Caspar Weinberger and some of these other criminals, even though they were pardoned, there still should have been investigations into what happened.
Our long national nightmare may not actually have been over.
No, it is not over. I'm telling you, it's been ongoing since Nixon. The Republican corruption is mind-boggling. But, you know, c'est la vie. So what tonight, election coverage, we're talking, by the way, with David Bender, if you just tuned in, the senior political correspondent here at Air America Radio, airamerica.com, and David and Mark Green are going to be doing election coverage tonight, along with a whole bunch of us dropping by, John Kerry, Barbara Boxer, Gary Hart, Al Franken, the mayor, whose name you can pronounce better than me.
Mayor Villaraigosa of Los Angeles.
Villaraigosa.
And we are going to be talking, you know, it is going to be coast-to-coast coverage, Tom, but the idea is actually we're going to be hearing from people who are supporting both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, in some cases still making their closing arguments before the polls close in California.
Right, yeah, and we did this by and large yesterday on this program. I had, you know, surrogates for both campaigns on talking about the issues. What we didn't do, and we probably In retrospect, it might have been interesting, would be to have McCain and Romney people on as well. But
and more power to you. I actually think you should, why don't you get Bob Dole on and see if he can say, tell Mitt Romney to stop lying about my record.
Yeah, right. I think these days all he's talking about is Viagra. I mean,
one thing that is interesting and to look for tonight is that in California, particularly with literally millions of ballots having been cast absentee and by mail, there is talk now that we will not have all of the votes counted. This could be playing out well into tomorrow, and I'm seeing some reports that suggest the delegates, the all important delegate counts. I sounded just like Brian Williams there. Didn't I? The all important delegate counts. That they're going to need some days possibly to figure out congressional districts to get the apportionment. We may not know until Friday. All the delegate results.
Amazing. David Bender, you can listen, tune in tonight, airamerica.com, and on selected stations around the country. David, our senior political correspondent here at Air America Radio. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Tom. See you tonight.
Yep. See you tonight. It's 16 minutes past the hour.
Exposing the con in conservative. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Randy Rhodes at 1 p.m., Jeff Barrios at 4, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM too, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWNGOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
When you bought your computer, you expected it to work, but for some explicable reason, it refuses to cooperate. You need help, but where do you go? You've heard the horror stories about those other guys, the ones who are more salesmen than technician. You need someone you can trust. You need 5-9 Computer Services. We are experienced computer technicians, and we come out to you on your schedule to get your computer working again. So call 5-9 at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
Tune in to A Different View, Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Beth.
And I'm Jody.
And we are the owners of the 2 West Valley 2-Men and a Truck Company. 2-Men and a Truck is known for having a trained professional staff and for our outstanding customer service.
That's right. The West Valley 2-Men and a Truck locations have everything you need to move. We offer reasonably priced boxes and packing supplies. We charge a flat hourly rate, and our staff is trained to carefully pack and move as little or as much as you'd like.
But did you know that we have also helped businesses and organizations get to where they are going? If your business is growing, or if you are interested in a better location, call one of the West Valley 2-Men and a Truck. For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or check us out on the web at wearemovers.com. That's we, the letter R, movers.com. Mention 1480 KBHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with your move. Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Evanston Electric wants to rewire the way Arizona thinks about electrical services. For over 18 years, Evanston Electric has provided the most reliable, same-day, valley-wide electrical services, which are all backed by 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They are licensed, bonded, and insured for a worry-free repair. Maybe you're remodeling and simply need to install new light fixtures or electrical outlets. Or maybe you have an emergency electrical situation that could spell real disaster. Well, the elite group of trained electricians at Evanston are ready to help on a moment's notice. In fact, they have the know-how needed to rewire an entirely outdated electrical system, such as knob and tube wiring, found in many older and historic homes. Evanston Electric specializes in historic valley homes and has been a longtime supporter of 1480 KPHX. So rewire the way you think about valley electricians. To set up an appointment, call 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or log on to rewiringarizona.com. Evanston Electric, Rewiring Arizona. Log on now to www.rewiringarizona.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Now he's still staying home, watching TV. Down at the polls, folks, is where you ought to be. You got to vote.
You got to vote.
Everybody ought to vote. If you don't vote, you hurt yourself.
There you go. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Our telephone number, 866-303-2270. If you'd like to drop into our live chat room, go to TomHartman.com or AirAmerica.com. Go to the Tom Hartman page on AirAmerica.com or TomHartman.com. Click on chat and drop in and say hi. I hang out there during the breaks. And also our message board, our blogs, and all kinds of stuff. There's all different kinds of way to communicate with us, as well as calling in. James in Massachusetts. Hey, James, welcome to the program. Thanks for calling.
Yes, hi. Thank you, Tom, for taking my phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to call about this whole experience issue that a lot of Hillary Clinton supporters are talking about and place into perspective. Hillary Clinton was sworn in 2000. Barack Obama sworn in 2005. My question is this. If it's a matter of elected experience that pushes Hillary Clinton supporters so much, then why didn't they support Chris Dodd, who has over 24 years of experience? Why didn't they support Senator Biden, whose experience goes back to as early as 1973? Why didn't they support Bill Richardson, who has experience both as a governor and also in Washington? Finally, it's not just a matter of Barack Obama's experience in Washington. He also has 8 years' worth of experience as a state senator from Illinois. That's
yeah.
State and federal elected experience.
Right, which is no small thing, and the voters of Illinois know him quite well. Good point, James. I think what's happened is that we tend to drop things into frames. Words become shorthand for other things. And experience has become the shorthand that the Clinton campaign uses to basically frame or describe in a positive way in their minds Hillary Clinton, and change has become the frame or the phrase that the Obama campaign has used or is using to try to as shorthand for his campaign. And so, you know, when you and I parse out these words, you know, I think that we could both argue that, you know, change Obama's definition of change is not quite as great as some of us would like, and Hillary Clinton's definition of experience, is arguable. But, you know, the bottom line is that those are the words that the candidates have chosen, that their campaigns have chosen. Those are the frames. And I think that we all know that it's really about a whole lot more than that. But your point is well taken, James. Thanks a lot for the call. Good to hear from you. Rick in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Tom. This is good. You got a good segue here. I want to talk about Reagan and Van Morrison and Obama and Kennedy.
Morrison, one of my favorite musicians. How did he get in there?
It started when I was listening, and one line in his thing was, meet them halfway with love, peace, and persuasion.
Right.
Expect them to rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
And how, you know, you talk about Reagan and what he did to us militarily and economically but I think that...
Well, he also ran on racism. You know, he kicked off his campaign down in the South in a city where there had been just a horrific racial incident. I'm sorry, I don't recall or have the details right in front of me, but and talking about states' rights, which was everybody knew was, you know, code for institutionalized racism and segregation. And you know, he ran on a functionally a very racist platform as well. Right.
Yeah, and I want to talk about the semantics of that love and that peace and what it used to be back after John Kennedy came in and we had hope in America and what we could do with that hope and that love. And I would submit that Reagan and all the successive Republicans and by default the conservatives ripped that all away from us, and they've been trying to ever since.
Well, it's still there, though. Hope, as Studs Terkel titled his last book, as I recall, "Hope Dies Last." You know, it's.
But I would also submit that that's part of this change that Barack is talking about, and he can't put it into those real words.
Yeah.
But that's what America is feeling.
Yeah, it is, Rick. A good point. It is meta. I mean, Barack Obama's message of change is appealing to hope and is meta to a whole lot of other things. And that's a marvelous thing. It's a marvelous meme, regardless of which candidate wins. I believe either one of them will carry that forward. David in Portland. Hey, David.
Hey, Tom. First time.
Thank you.
Anyway, when it comes on to the healthcare issues, healthcare plans, as a new citizen of USA, it seems to me that affordability and availability is the issue for me. Now, since you seem to understand the issues more than most people that I know, that's why I am putting the question to you. Well, my mom came to visit last year, and she fell and hit her knee. We couldn't get health care anywhere. We went to our doctor, and we wanted to pay him to look at it, and he wouldn't. He said he couldn't. He wanted to go the insurance way. So the question is, which of these plans better address if you have visitors to the USA and they get injured and get health care?
Well, my opinion, David, is whoa. I didn't see that break coming. I'm sorry. David, let me answer your question. Excuse me. Yeah, David, let me answer your question after we come back from the break here on the other side. I appreciate it. It's not an easy answer. I have some concerns with both plans. We'll get into that. 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program.
Tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Mike Malloy at 7 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 10. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Iraq is the classic example of the shock doctrine. You had a military strategy that was called shock and awe. It was a military strategy designed to maximize disorientation.
Author Naomi Klein on the revolutionary shock doctrine she first described in the pages of The Nation.
The theory was that Iraqis would be so shocked they would be easily marshaled from point A to point B.
Ideas that reshape the political landscape often surface first in The Nation, America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Why wait for Nation authors like Naomi Klein to become bestsellers? Right now, you can try 4 weeks of The Nation absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try 4 weeks of The Nation risk-free, then get 20 more weeks. That's 6 months in all for just $13.95. Or write "no thanks" on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863. 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com.
Should a man over 50 take the same multivitamin as a woman? Until recently, you didn't have much choice, but now you do. Introducing new One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, a complete multivitamin specially formulated for the needs of a man over 50. The only leading multivitamin with both support for prostate and heart health, plus ginkgo for memory and concentration. New One-A-Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the only complete multivitamin with more of what matters to you.
The visionary.
We always dreamed that we could be number one.
The superstars.
Every time we, put our name on a product, it's the best product that we could do.
The shoes.
How did a sneaker company transcend sport to become a cultural icon?
Darren Revelle reports. Inside Nike premieres February 12th on CNBC.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Super Tuesday, I'm Ed Donahue. Hillary Clinton cast her ballot today in suburban New York.
It's a very humbling and overwhelming experience to cast my vote.
More than 20 states have polls open on Super Tuesday. It's a tight race with the Democrats between Clinton and Barack Obama, and for the Republicans between John McCain and Mitt Romney. The director of national intelligence is worried al-Qaeda in Iraq may shift focus on attacks outside of Iraq.
Al-Qaeda remains the preeminent terror threat against the United States, both here at home and abroad.
For the first time, the CIA director is confirming publicly the names of the suspected members of al-Qaeda who are subjected to waterboarding. A lot of New York Giants fans are calling in sick today. There's a big parade in the city to honor the Super Bowl champions.
Woke up around 3 o'clock, jumped out on Metro North, and we got here around 7 this morning. And no better place on the earth right now to be here.
Concerns about the health of the economy have stocked sharply lower today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 248 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Introduce your business to a new customer with buying power. Advertising in Echo Magazine will help you reach a multi-billion dollar market within the gay and lesbian community. Join other advertisers, such as Bridgestone Tires, Jobbing.com Arena, Subaru, Merck Pharmaceuticals, and the City of Glendale in reaching a large, loyal, and lucrative target audience. Echo Magazine is distributed free at more than 200 convenient locations throughout Arizona, California, and Nevada. Our Lambda Directory of Advertisers is an essential community reference guide. We take pride in creating a publication that readers will save and refer to again and again, ensuring tremendous visibility for your advertisement. For more information, call 602-266-0550 or check us out on the web at echomag.com. Give your advertising resounding results with Echo Magazine.
I've actually heard people say, you know what, there's a woman I could vote for. Maybe I should vote for her. There's a guy I could vote for. He's black. Maybe I should vote for her. You know what, you should vote for the guy who's going to do the right job. Or woman. Man or woman. This is about issues. If they make it about race, if they make it about sex, if they make it about age, and we buy into it, we deserve what we get.
Tune in to Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays, noon to 2 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
For more than 60 years, U-Haul International has incorporated sustainable practices into its everyday operations. Today, U-Haul International remains focused on reducing waste and dedicated to manufacturing reusable components and recyclable products. The commitment to sustainability through U-Haul International's products and services has helped U-Haul to reduce their impact on the environment. For more information on U-Haul International's sustainability programs, visit them online at uhaul.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
Bush has been in the White House slashing taxes since he got into office. How'd that work out for you? You know, I mean, you wouldn't even know that Bush was cutting taxes unless you're the top 0.1% in this country, would you? Okay, the top whole 1% knows. Nobody else knows that he cut taxes because everybody is going broke.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from 1 to 4 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
And as we lie beneath the stars, we realize how small we are. If they could love like you and me, imagine what the world could be.
Four minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers of SEIU 1199 fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right in America, not a privilege, which gets right to the point of the last caller. And I want to share my riff with you about the Clinton and versus the Obama healthcare programs. Let me preface this by saying I would not vote for or against either candidate based on the healthcare programs that they are putting forward at this moment. Because anything that's put forward in a primary campaign is basically, hey, here's an idea. That's about what it amounts to. It will ultimately, you know, then you're going to have the national campaign. Everything's going to get tweaked. Then you get the election. And if the person gets elected, then you have to negotiate with Congress. And so much can change and does change, always does change. So I wouldn't base my vote just on this. In fact, I would just make this like one small factor in it. So first of all, Hillary Clinton's health care plan, from what I understand of the two of these, and I don't represent myself as an expert on these two plans, merely a well-informed voter, let's say. Hillary Clinton's plan requires everybody to participate. Barack Obama's plan does not. Now, there's an upside and a downside to both of those. The upside to Hillary Clinton's plan that requires everybody to participate is that the only way you're going to get truly universal coverage in the United States and the only way you're going to get actually a lowered cost for everybody is if everybody is required to participate. Because otherwise you're going to have particularly young and healthy people who very often will go for decades without health insurance because they just figure they don't need it. I mean, you know, they're worried about a car accident. That's about the worst thing. In some cases, they'll just have catastrophic insurance. If any, that when you bring those people into a pool, it lowers the cost for everybody. It spreads the risk around for everybody. It's the reason why Social Security is mandatory. It's the reason one of the reasons why car insurance is mandatory for everybody. Actually, that's an imperfect metaphor, but not entirely, because if somebody crashes into your car, you want to know that they're insured. If somebody gets sick with, say, an infectious disease like tuberculosis, you want to know that they're insured, that they'll go to a doctor quickly. They may think they have the flu. They'll go to the doctor quickly. They'll find out it's something serious. And that way you won't get their TB the next time you're sitting next to them on a bus or an airplane. So her mandates make her program, in my opinion, a better program. Now, here's the downside of Hillary Clinton's mandates. In the general election, if she is the nominee, the Republicans are going to say, Hillary Clinton wants to garnish your wages. And in fact, I mean, that's basically the Barack Obama camp is already saying things like that. And so his health care plan is a better political strategy for the general election. And I think he's looking forward to the general election. You want to defeat the Republicans, then the more effective way to do it is to say, oh, our plan has choice built into it. You don't have to participate. The government's not going to come knocking on your door if you don't participate. And that's something that the centrists, the middle-of-the-road Americans, some of the Republicans, the Reagan Democrats, in quotes, can probably more easily accept than you must. On the other hand, Hillary Clinton's program in my opinion, is the one that's more likely to actually get everybody in this country covered. Now, all that said, neither one of their plans are single-payer health insurance. Both of their plans keep intact these giant leeches on our body politic and on our bodies themselves, you know, metaphorically, I suppose, but you could argue even literally, the health insurance companies and some of the for-profit HMOs and some of these businesses. I mean, you know, Bill Frist, for example, I mean, his daddy became a billionaire as a result of the way the system is rigged. One of the richest men in America. You got William McGuire from United Health, the second largest health insurance company in the United States, the one that provides the health insurance for AARP, which is basically just another health insurance company, or another insurance company, basically. That's what AARP is. You got William McGuire taking a $1.78 billion compensation package. I say, what? That's our health care money. And both these plans preserve those companies intact. And so, you know, I've got a serious problem with both of them. So Anyway, that's my take on that. I think that Hillary Clinton's plan is the better plan. I think that Barack Obama's plan is the least destructive to a Democratic candidate who's running in a national election. And so, again, we're back to go flip a coin. Stanley in New York City. Hey, Stanley, what's up?
Hey, I've worked for the New York City Board of Elections on Election Day as a poll worker.
Mm-hmm.
I've also worked as a poll watcher during the Gore election.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got to work for the New York City Board of Elections counting affidavit ballots. Mm-hmm. As, to quote Barbara Boxer, in the first vote of 2005, electoral justice. I'm very concerned about electoral justice.
Mm-hmm.
It's why I supported John Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
I had a real problem with Barbara Boxer standing up alone concerning the Ohio vote.
Yep.
But one positive way for people to be effective is not only working and volunteering for candidates, but it's getting jobs with your local Board of Elections mm-hmm. on Election Day.
You're right. Okay. You're absolutely right, Stanley. And I salute you for doing so, and thank you for bringing the topic up for our listeners. It's God bless you. It's great what you're doing. Jack in Wisconsin. Hey, Jack, welcome to the program.
Hello. A couple comments.
Mm-hmm.
One reason why I'm not supporting Hillary against Obama, I mean, I will vote for either one. I mean, I've been listening to Hillary. Hillary sounds really good. You know, I like the whole idea of a woman running and all that. But I don't like the DLC, and I don't like the conservative branch that she comes out of, which is a neoliberal collusion with the neocons in their way of dealing with business and stuff like that.
Now, let me flip that around for a second. Did you hear Carl Bernstein? He was on one of the talk shows a couple days ago. You know, he wrote the definitive biography of Hillary Clinton. And he said that when Bill was pushing NAFTA and WTO and all that stuff, she was in the background yelling, don't do it, don't do it, it's wrong, that she is far more liberal than her husband?
Well, okay, that may be so, but then she needs to distance herself from the DLC and that whole type of thing. Obama does it, but I'm also a clinical social worker, and I like his community organization. He really does take that tack that if I was an organizer, I want to see something change.
Mm-hmm.
It has a pragmatic and it's uplifting and a positive approach to trying to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that whole thing. Now, that's why I lean his way. Because of that approach, because again, I can't emphasize how much importance that approach is if you're going to get things done. Now, the whole thing about healthcare, you and I both know that the times are upon us that, you know, these other plans are not going to hold water. You're going to have a single payer plan to solving things, particularly with Medicare, as I look as a baby boomer come up, because it ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they're going to have to be forced to do something about the military. We don't need a huge military that's larger than all the militaries put together. Substantial savings, which Bill did do by cutting back on the military, is going to have to happen. But here's where Obama comes in. He has said in a more internationalist way that we have to work with the UN and we have to make it work, and that's the only way we're going to really get that kind of cuts that we need in order to take care of our domestic policies.
Yeah.
So that's why I lean Obama.
Yeah, okay, I got it, Jack. Thank you very much. Yeah, and he has said those things, and I agree with him on those in those regards. Richard in Bellingham, Washington. Hey, Richard, you wanted to disagree with me?
Well, you've been representing, you're being a little more fair to Obama today, but for weeks and weeks, everyone's been talking about this 15 million people kind of made up calculation that wouldn't be insured under Obama's plan. I think people miss the whole point of Obama's plan is that we've got a healthcare system that is so full of overinflated profit that it's a laughingstock around the world.
Yep.
And Obama's plan is to cut out a lot of that profit. And I think Hillary's plan barely addresses that, but forces everyone to buy into a broken and inflated system. But Obama's plan is to be a lot more like the way Canada, you know, they refuse to sell, you know, they say that pill's not worth $20, that pill's worth $2, and that's why people are buying American drugs back off of Canadian drugstores over the internet and stuff, because Canada says no on that, and Obama doesn't owe any favors to those to those evil powers. And so his plan is to actually make them have to bargain it down to a reasonable price for the healthcare providers, the insurance and the pharma.
Yeah, there are some very good dimensions of his program that do that. You're right. And without a national system, though, in both cases, I mean, this is where, again, a single payer system or some variation on a single payer system like Canada or Switzerland have, that's sort of a hybrid, but there's a single payer piece to it.
But that's how we get to that. It's a segue. It's a segue. See,
no, I understand, Richard, and I agree with you. And I think both of these plans are great compared to what we have right now, because what we have right now is a disaster. So, you know, anyhow, my take on it, and thank you, Richard, for your thoughts. 45 minutes past the hour, 866-303-2270, TomHartmann.com, AirAmerica.com. Stick around.
Common sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartmann Program. Don't miss Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter live and in person. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-9187 now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-9187. That's 1-800-607-9187. Again, 1-800-607-9187.
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business. Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest growing career fields. With new jobs emerging in the private investigation and security fields, now is a good time for you to develop your skills in this exciting field. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting, entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and insurance investigations. Write down this number, 1-800-338-4571. Find out how you can obtain an education that you can use to develop your skills for a career in this fast-growing field. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call 1-800-338-4571. For a brochure on the ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice, call now, 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571.
1480 KPHX and Ecotality Inc., Arizona's renewable energy leader, are proud to present Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter, live and in person on Saturday, February 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at 1480kphx.com.
Mike Malloy.
This is driving a lot of people right up near the edge.
And former Chief UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter.
Policy at the end of the day is not about nonproliferation. It's not about disarmament. It's about regime change. And all the Bush administration wants to do is to support their ultimate objective of military intervention.
Hear from and meet two of the most potent voices on the planet. Saturday, February 23rd at Fiesta Resort Conference Center in Tempe. From 6 to 8 p.m., Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One night, one stage, one can't miss event. Sponsored in part by Camelview Accounting Services and ustouroftouroftourofduty.org. Get your tickets now at www.1480kphx.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
And I'm taking my country back. Boys, you ain't been doing her right. Oh, I've been watching you and I don't like how you've been treating my scars and stripes. Took our jobs and sent them overseas. Now we owe billions to the red Chinese. You blew the budget and you botched Iraq. So I'm taking my country back.
And we're all assisted in those efforts by the 200,000 health and hospital workers of SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, suggesting that keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. Is there a D in privilege? You know, it's one of those words I've never been able to spell right. It's, I've got like, you know, four or five words that are just totally, don't get it. Anyway, pardon my digression. U.S. troops are voting with their dollars, with their pocketbooks. Now, those of you who are longtime listeners to the program know that I cringe at that phrase, because this is a democracy, and if people vote with their dollars, you know, people say, oh, you can vote with your dollars for that, then that means people with the most dollars have the most votes, and that's not democracy. That said, members of the military are now among the largest donors to federal candidates for president of the United States. The Center for Responsive Politics just did a study. I mean, all this stuff is public, right? When you make a campaign donation, you have to disclose who your employer is and what your job is with them. Individuals in the Army, Navy, and Air Force made those branches. This is from this report from the Center for Responsive Politics. Individuals in the Army, Navy, and Air Force made those branches of the armed forces among the top contributors in the fourth quarter, ranking number 13, number 18, and number 21, respectively. Now, who are they giving all this money to? Since members of the Air Force, Army, and Navy are, among, you know, in aggregate, represent one of the largest blocks of giving cash to campaign donations. Are they giving it to John McCain, who wants 100 years or more war? Are they giving it to Mitt Romney, who wants 1,000 years or more war? Are they giving it to Mike Huckabee, who's, you know, probably 500 years or more war? No, it turns out that number one recipient of that money was Ron Paul, the Republican who says this war was a mistake and we need to get out tomorrow morning. Number two, Barack Obama, who says, you know, this war was a mistake and we need to get out over the course of the next year. So the service members, as much as McCain and Bush and Cheney and all these guys want to claim them as, hey, they're on our side, they love us, blah, 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 blah. Bottom line, service members are voting with their pocketbooks. And again, I use that phrase with my perennial caveat for Barack Obama and for Ron Paul. Mike in Canton, Michigan. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah, hi. This is this is Mike. That came quick. I am calling. I was going to call about my support for Senator Obama and why I thought that the charges of his inexperience were not necessarily accurate, but instead, hearing the talk about voting and about getting involved and getting active, I figure I'd talk a little bit about my personal story, my own experience about that.
And that is?
Am I on the air right now?
You are. You have been all along.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you can cut to the chase, I'd appreciate it, because we got about 2 minutes and a bunch of other people who'd like to pop in here.
Okay, yeah. Well, Well, yeah, like I was saying, I've always been on the left. I was a little bit too left to be a Democrat for a while. After hearing the 2004 speech, I decided that it wouldn't be too bad to join the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. Since then, I interned for Congressman John Dingell. I've I campaign managed for a Democrat running for state representative, and I've done get out the votes for lots of other Democratic candidates. I've been an active member. Now I'm a precinct delegate, and I'm running for uncommitted since I live in Michigan, and we didn't have the ability to vote for Barack Obama or anybody.
Right.
Now, since I've been, and I'm not doing it to toot my own horn or anything like that, but what I am saying is that this is the energy, this is the message and the overall campaign theme that Barack Obama has brought to this election, and that's going to do nothing but help the Democratic Party and, more importantly, this country.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, Mike. I think that, whether Obama is the nominee or not, he has done a tremendous service to this country by his candidacy. And whether he's the candidate or not, he's not going away. This is a young guy. He's going to be around for a while. Ellen in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Ellen.
Hello.
Hello, Ellen. You're on the air.
Oh, thanks. I just wanted to say that I saw Hillary on Letterman last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of leaning towards, since Edwards abdicated, I was kind of leaning towards Obama. But when Hillary got on Letterman last night and said three little words that threw me right into her camp, she was talking about the mortgage crisis, and she mentioned the prepayment penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stuck on one of those. I took bad advice and got stuck with a loan that even if I refinanced with the company that owns the mortgage, they'll charge me $7,000 to refinance it unless I wait two more years.
Yeah, it's obscene. And in many cases, people got these little gotchas, buried on page 16, paragraph 3 in the fine print and never even knew
it. She's the only one that's mentioned. She said prepayment penalty, and she's the only one that's mentioned, anything close to that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thank you. I don't know if she's the only one who's mentioned anything close to it, but it is an excellent point. Thank you, Ellen, very much. Greg in Los Angeles. Hey, Greg.
Hey, I'm concerned about the election fraud just like you are, and like everybody else in this country who thinks their votes count.
Yep.
But just like that money-based campaigning where people have to vote with their pocketbooks or black box voting, where the votes are changed by passwords, I'm worried about these super delegates who can flip-flop and change what people voted for.
Yeah, well, they won't change what you voted for, but they can swing the election. And, that's something that the Democratic Party has worked out, and they think it works well, and, it's okay with me. Anyhow, coming up tomorrow, we'll be checking in. Mark Green is going to be here to talk about the Democrats and how they did in Super Tuesday. And Terrence Jeffrey, the editor of CNS News, will be here to talk about the Republican side of the ledger on the roundup. So tune in back in with us tomorrow, Wednesday. And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Get out and vote. Get active. Tag. You're it. See you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Seasons may come and go, but my allergies are here to stay. That's why I'm Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my outdoor allergies, and I discovered it relieves my indoor allergies too, whether it's dust, mold, or even my dog Rex. Claritin clears the way, relieving my worst indoor allergy symptoms. Only non-drowsy Claritin is proven to make me alert and focused so I can think more clearly. Because when I'm alert, I'm at my best. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested.
The visionary.
We always dreamed that we could be number one.
The superstars.
Every time we, put our name on a product, it's the best product that we could do.
The shoes. How did a sneaker company transcend sport to become a cultural icon? Darren Revelle reports. Inside Nike premieres February 12th on CNBC.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix, and I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care. Man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 14